This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Better learn to do the worm before sixth grade. Same age, fix your man's fade and make a mask out of pig face. Cats had better not leave, they fitted on the sixth train. Cats had better give me back my Mr. Magic mixtape. Meditate and get a bit creative with the ramen brick. Cats had better fetch the kid a soda pop and ottoman. Cats had better beeline to the monolith. Cats had better never doubt the dollar bin, aka the promised land.
Cats had better use a word to clarify apartment letter when they place their order. Cats had better keep a pointy thingy close to roaches running in the corner. Cats had better check they change for Puerto Rico quarters. Cats had better change their Brita filters. Cats had better wipe the tremor down if they use it before I lose it. Never knowing you're gonna, it's all fake. Cats had better sign their license now, become an organ donor, I'll wait.
Cats had better learn to recognize a poet in plain clothes. Cats had better not graduate to what they hate most. Cats had better shout out when Dougie flipped the AO. Better yet, take notes on the whole stage show, okay? Cats had better drink up all the Ovaltine and recognize the flow is more important than a smoke machine. Cats had better learn a thing or two about diplomacy. Cats had better cool it with the holy Moses, woe is me.
Cats had better not include me on group text. Cats had better watch their freehand during group sex. Cats had better inspect to see if the tip is included in the check. Cats had better not smoke in the igloo. Cats had better not fart when their girl is a big spoon. Cats had better throw some water on that wrinkle and be neat and wipe the seat if they sprinkle when they tinkle.
Shit is disgusting, straight up.
I'm only trying to help you. I'm only trying to make you understand that you shouldn't do some shit that's whack. You should do some fly shit instead. And if you keep doing whack shit, that shit is never gonna work out well. Whack shit is the wackest shit, as you can clearly tell.
Cats had better name they horsey Paul Revere and wear a smoking jacket when attempting to dramatically about face in the office chair. Cats had better not back up off the triple dog there. Cats had better stop romanticizing the crosshairs. Oh yeah, cats had better save me a jelly field. Cats had better greet me with a theme song for Benny Hill. Draw an arrow through the head of every press on every bill. Cats had better keep their head and arms inside the Ferris wheel.
Yo, cats had better, that's true indeed. Cats had better with all deliberate speed. Cats had better today. Cats had better right away. Cats had better immediately. Repeatedly. Cats had better or risk they won't recover. Cats had better for their own good and the good of others. Cats had better, motherfucker.
FUBAR Radio presents
Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph.
I go to a club and I'm wearing my long johns, a bit hot. Mm. So I end up taking off my long johns, not in the booth, not in front of people producing that, but stop it. You know, I'll just take them off and then I'll leave them in the club. I've left no less than 5 pairs of long johns inside a club before. There must be like 2 of them in Ace Hotel. I reckon there's some guy there that cleans clubs that's just going around going, where the fuck are all these long johns coming from? Really nice.
Wait,
long
what
johns
do I
too.
Think this is going to be a feature article on BuzzFeed any day now. That's new it. Phenomenon. Long johns,
long johns in the club.
Every Tuesday.
Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
B-A-U. Eat what you killing, that's the truth until the cemetery.
I got caveman tendencies. Niggas club, I club niggas. I get clumsy when I slip into a zone. I'm a blood spiller, I grew up to grub on the grub of other niggas. My demeanor's hyena. I'm hiding in this dog eat dog world, waiting for the day you murder prey. I'll come through in the convertible to murder the murderers with gloves on and treat it like it's a big feast and pick my teeth with a vertebrae. Even though I plan to be back, I don't plan to leave behind a bone. I rhyme with no apathy, my mind stuck on beef and bone appetite. I don't have to get deep, I ride alone. Survival of the fittest in this new era, Contra war zone. I'm in my fitted with my blueberry Encore 4 zone. I'm trying to stomp a fucking thug long. Enough to make my shoes ugly, enough for me to walk out of there looking like I got a pair of smudge orange loves on. I'm married to the streets, but the love gone. Up north in the car clean, sitting somewhere with a Harley looking like an art scene. How I'm cut is my gut feeling tells me you cut wrong. If you got heartstrings, I got a bow and arrow going through mine like the one that Chuck Norris tugs on. He feeling froggy, either he can leap or
sip some tea. I'm gripping heat. That's how it's gonna get handled. Even if he mug wrong, don't underestimate the range of my greatness. I'm blazing all night. Play your cards right. Might wanna bring all your aces. I got an angel on my shoulder who's telling me, what the hell are you doing? Why the devil's going fuck what he's saying to Jason? Because of Jay-Z, I got pistols with beams. I call him Glee games with lasers. You try to face me, your face be looking like Enrique Iglesias. If yesterday I borrowed from him, tomorrow I'ma repay him with patience. In my apartment might remind you of Martin. All you see is the Tommy, bruh man, me, Pam, and cases. I'm trapped with my feet lounged up beside a feline. It sucks that y'all cast is just fucked beyond being a peon. It's probably cause he riding in the neon and I'm in the SL. I'm SLP and Yvonne Dutch. My wood fragrance is giving these bitches pussy cravings with the electricity of I is inspired by Elon Musk. He told me he's afraid to talk when I said speak what you feel. And that's exactly how I keep it. Eat what you kill.
Eat what you kill.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I'm self-made. Eat what you killing, that's the truth until the cemetery. Rap with wolf spirit, all the crooks feel it. Part of lion, no, I ain't lying, ho. Violent rhino, angry hippopotamus. Crocodile smile, swimming lakes that are bottomless. Swam cruddy waters, jam muddy waters. Reefer and champagne, played at the end game. End of my campaign, I'm a champagne. See the belt, ho, know I was felt, ho. The Pistons in the 8-9-9-0. Bad boy, bad boy, like Sean Poe. It's 85 and I'm the best in the Chicago. All that fuck shit you talking is embargo. William Refrigerator Perry and a heavy Chevy. It's necessary that I triumph over adversaries. Then take the spoils of war and share it with my military. Eat what you killing, that's the truth until the cemetery.
So raw,
real rap,
so lame.
Eat what you kill,
you know this, I'm all
killing after.
Now I got them scared, they running, but don't trip.
You tried to forewarn.
I ain't lying, ho.
I'm self-made.
I'm a champagne.
I'm Frank the Butcher, what's up? Butcher, what's up?
See the belt, ho.
I'm self-made.
What you kill, movement.
What you kill.
I am here.
KTT exclusive by Blake Piffin.
That was Royce da 5'9" featuring Killer Mike. It's called Eat What You Kill. You're locked into FUBAR Radio. Before that, we played Cats. That was Aesop Rock with Homeboy Sandman. And you've been tuned into the sounds of Ray Peacock for the last 2 hours right here on FUBAR Radio. Remember, if you miss any of our shows, you can listen back again on the website or on iTunes. That's FUBARradio.com/hiphop is the place to go. Last week, we were stood up by some of our guests, but we still love them. And but we were joined by the lovely Gleam, straight out of Gosport. He was representing for us, and he gave us a very lively open mic. So definitely check it out. FUBARradio.com/hiphop is the place to go. Today, we have a jam-packed show for you as usual. Loads of hip-hop goodness, including Sonny Jim. He's going to be live in the studio chilling with us today. He's got a brand new album, so you're going to be getting the full lowdown on that. Of course, we've got our weekly open mic, and we've got a whole host of MCs coming through for you. It's going to be exciting. And of course, Maestro is going to be investigating. I think right now Maestro is investigating how to get to the studio because I think he's lost in the Matrix somewhere. But he's working on that, and he will come back with the answers for you very soon. And I've got new music for you from Scorsese. He dropped this wicked new video just recently, so hold tight to hear that. Brand new Marco Polo and Cashmere as well, so hold tight. But I thought I'd rewind us a little bit to an album that came out a little while ago called PTSD. Absolutely love this track. Probably two of my favourite MCs of all time to lace this one. It's called Rapid Eye Movement. It's Sarah Love and Mike Stiggy on FUBAR Radio.
White or black music, it's that cooked up, cooked up, crack music. Black thought, found the rap doing. It's that lucid, rapid eye. My thing tanks like a piranha tank thing. Multiple bites, figure, mega, reality, terror, giga, grand theft, auto,
modern day Mickey and Mallory Smart. But I'm sick enough to walk into an art gallery and piss on a Picasso. Crack statues with my balls on a Banksy, shit on it and throw it at you. So when the beat intensifies, I become emotionally desensitized. Like once I slapped a rapper with mace, then I spit acid in his face after we rinsed his eyes. No wait, I actually grew five times my size. Grabbed mace by the thigh and slapped the rapper with him. Now that's practicing sacrilegious activism, a tactic for battling practical rappers with wisdom. Actually it's pragmatic capitalism for acts. Crack under pressure and collapse when I get him. March is medicinal, man-made medical marijuana with a phase plasma rifle like I'm searching for Sarah Connor. And shorty's got brains, shorty not playing. From 40 blocks I'm a killer with 40 watt range, with an arrangement of bullets that I've arranged and tipped and split with specific individual names that shall remain anonymous. Me and the ammunition's in a relationship that's monogamous. It's like I'm married to the silencer until I file for divorce and release my Excaliburs. Do up with your arteries, place that for my adversaries. Push a snap back cap, back cap your capillaries. Like it's not Latin or white or black music, it's that cooked up, cooked up crack music. Black thought, barrel, and rap too bad. It's that lucid, rapid eye move. Hopefully twice as magnifying as ever hearing Chewbacca scream through a megaphone with the significance of Dr. King. Philanthropic, cause I'm trying to see man united without referencing the soccer team. My philosophy, prophecy, the opposite of Mephistopheles. Signed side of the Sosceles, sent to earth to warn of environmental atrocities. And nobody can copy me, stop. It's not possible but probable that it's only philosophical mockery. Strange, change copper to gold, switch properties. Stay on top of the globe, flip monopolies. Aim, take stock in the soul, spit properly.
Take stock in the soul, spit properly. That extended clip on my hip sits awfully. I'm diabolical, follicle triggers that I cock and squeeze. Sending shots to ancient Greece, the pop Socrates. I bear arms like button downs without the sleeves. Manic, depressive, and possessive like apostrophes. My psychiatrist waved the doctor fees. When I waved the pistol and said, listen, quit watching me so I could breathe. National Association for the Advancement of Drugs for Performance Enhancement. And it's tough taking so many chances, but I've been a bad seed from the womb. They call me ovary cancer. And I got an ugly heart, although I'm totally handsome. And I take the love of your life and hold it for ransom. And my tactical can that never stood for any national anthems was hood. I am the actual answer, and now I'm proving. Black attire, rapid fire, rapid eye movement. I'm from a species that is higher, I am not human. Extraterrestrial alien, a monster killer, a conscience chilling in a barrel of lobster. Ex-slave, sadomasochist that gave the mass of my ass to kiss. A dying breed, I'm the last of this. Black is as miraculous as Jesus, a Nazareth. When I vocalize, the crowd rise like Lazarus. It's the Rhodes Scholar, my coat collar, piss on Peter. Your hoes holler, he's on top of the boss. Meet him, Mr. Globetrotter, and my Adidas. Pure cheetah hopping out of this exotic European four-seater. Hollin', Chiba Chiba like I'm Parkside. Killing is the dark side. Villain, I'm God, I'm Godzilla. Sometimes I'm Bob Dylan, but blood on these tracks for real. So God willing, you feel what I'm spilling. Yeah, I never quit, I'm still syndicating up. Me and Pharaoh Mines did it for the benefit of us. This is straight ways of behavior, I never get enough. Get the picture, my militia getting ignorant as fuck.
Yeah, it's suicide, murder, straight from the underground, through the fiber optics, barrel,
Black Thought,
complete the cipher, the movement outlandish.
Yo, it's not Latin or white or black music, it's that cooked up, cooked and crack music, Black Thought, barrel, rap duet, it's that lucid, rapid eye movement.
Big up to the whole London Massive, this is yours truly, Mr. Guru, taking you back to the future, repping that 7 grand, jazzmatazz and all that. We in the house with DJ Sarah Love, that's right baby, don't touch the dial.
Say I shine like platinum, fangs of gold teeth. Chewing up MCs, leaving bits of corpses in my gold tea. There's none that I won't eat. Spit that fire and roast beef. A dragon in the flesh when I rhyme at night. My wings glow green, like a luminous bogey. My soul leaves my body every time I dream and I go sleep. That's why the Sandman won't see the light of day when I spray cocaine bars. So sniff away till you're OD. I don't mean a split for no weed. When I say that I smoke trees, I mean literally smoke trees. I burn them down, a token and oak till my nose bleeds. I got flows that are cold. Cold is below freezing. When I spoke, they know that's no season. You don't wanna get into the drama. Come a crew, it's harder than a suit of armor. No matter who you are, if you hold your marble or
a superstar. If your shoes are Prada, just chill. You don't wanna do that, you know. Nah, you don't wanna do that, you know. Nah, you don't wanna do that, cause I'm ill. So take it easy, just chill. I'm a slave to the beat, but I go free and roam alone in a sheet and some old jeans. I was made by a demon who's so evil. He put fear in the keepers of old Greece. A known beast with the graphite, I write with it, act like a psychic. Risk it to schizophrenia, and that's why my mind's sick. Slick cerebral, I can lift your people up with telekinesis while I kiss my teeth too. Fam, I'm a different breed. My name was written in scripted Hebrew. I can get licked on free brews. I throw dough at hoes and watch chicks trick with Smeagol. The twisted mister, I've been dipped in diesel with lines by the leader. I spit for weeks. I woke at the dawn of the dead, cause I kicked with these ghouls. I'm listering differently, boom. You don't wanna get into the drama. Come a crew, it's harder than a suit of armor. No matter who you are, if you rule your marble, or a superstar, if your shoes are Prada, just chill. You don't wanna do that, you know. Nah, you don't wanna do that, you know. Nah, you don't wanna do that, cause I'm ill. So take it easy, just chill. They don't really wanna beef with this. The key I spit comes out for Jesus' fist. They didn't know I got a heap of tricks. Up my upper sleeve, I've hid, then I'm released. And quick, it's euthanasia when strangers feel the needle prick. They get the thumbs down, Julius Caesar-ish. So I tell a guy straight, better flee and shit before you get crushed just like the flea you is. Are you buying concrete beams and bricks? Or treat your ribs like Kit Kats, even Twix? Man, don't eat that dog and believe your chick can't get a tweezer grip where your penis is. That's embarrassing, even if I'm a conceited prick who thinks that he should have his own feature flick. Or I really am deep as this, the nearest to who the dad of Athena is. So, you don't wanna get into the drama, come a crew. It's harder than a suit of armor. No matter who you are, if you rule your marble, or a superstar, if your shoes are Prada, just chill. You don't wanna do that, you know. Nah, you don't wanna do that, you know. Nah, you don't wanna do that, cause I deal. So take it easy, just chill. Nah, 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 nah.
My. Is that time, Maestro? Yeah, is that time when we're meant to be on air?
Are we not on air then?
No, we are on air. The microphone is up and everything. Yeah, I got stuck in the tube. I was sat in the on a broken tube train for 20 minutes and then ran into the studio. Yeah, so Adam and Nat took over.
Wow.
I was feeling a bit so like hip-hop threatened.
The late gods were on us today then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there? Adam was like mixing it up, dropping some ill hardcore thug hip-hop.
Oh, for real?
Yeah,
Adam got thugged out, yeah?
Yeah. Adam got thugged out. Nat's practicing her bars for the open mic later.
Yeah, yeah, we might end up having some battles here. Like, you never know, boy.
You know?
Jeez.
But that last cut, Party People, that was something brand new from Kaiser Smirnoff. The track is called Just Chill. I'm really looking forward to hearing some more music from him.
That sounded nice, man. What he's doing there.
Yeah. And gradually, over the weeks, I'm going to build up and play some more cuts off of this new project of his. So you better keep it locked to Food Bar Radio Mondays 4 till 6 p.m. with myself, Sarah Love, and the one and only
Mice Diggy, aka the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. But I am a tired ass velvet cake right about now. I tell you like that for nothing.
Are you so you're more like a mud cake now, aren't you?
Yeah, chocolate mud slide. Nah, you know what? I didn't get too much mud, but I thought this year I was going to get caught up in the mud butt situation. Mud butt is when, you know, when people look like they're basically slalom skiing down a frigging muddy hill.
Is that mud butt? Because Americans say that term mud butt, and I think they're meaning something else, and I don't
get
it.
Yeah, well, mud butt meaning like you doo-doo on yourself. You know, when certain people doo-doo on this. Some people
certain
doo-doo.
People, who do you know that?
Some people doo-doo on themselves, they don't realise. Well, there's a term, we call it sharting. That's what we call it, sharting. See, I put the T in there because even, you know.
Sharting.
Yeah, it's called sharting. And basically.
That's the polite way.
Oh, you know what? I'll be real with you lot right now.
You're going to
go. Yeah, this shit happened to me. What
we
day was
thought
it?
Brexit was bad.
Yeah, okay, so I had to return the car from. Yeah, Brexit. This is worse than Brexit. Yeah, if that shit exists.
People need to chill panicking about
if that,
Brexit and be pleased that they didn't shot
piece of UK, that piece of UK leaves your internal European Union, I'm telling you. That's worse than a Brexit right there. And the shit happened to me, man. It didn't actually happen. But I was on the verge,
just
man.
Just like the Brexit guys.
It's just the coffee and eggs in the morning. I shouldn't have gone for a coffee and eggs. But when I got to the petrol station, I was like, yeah, I better fill up the. You know, you got to fill up the tank when you get up for rental. And I was like, oh man, like just 10 minutes before, for some reason, yeah. And I've never clenched so hard in my life. I've never ever, I was like, right, you know when you think you're going to puke, but the other way, it's like, how the hell? I was like, yo. And then I got to the petrol station. I was thought, let me fill up. I won't run in there all weird. Like, I parked the car up. Like, you know what I mean?
Cool.
That'd be kind of, yeah.
Try it at cool.
I was
give it away.
Well, if you want to see the Michael Jackson boogie that I was doing while I was filling up the petrol tank, though, I'm like this. Like, I'm literally doing some mad soak. It's like I was listening to Soca and Jungle at the same time, but it was all mixed up. A bad DJ playing Soca and Jungle at the same time. I'm trying to dance to both the beats. Filling up the petrol tank. Then I go in there. Bro, have you got a toilet? Nah. Yeah, I was like, what? You don't have a toilet after that? I'm there doing the tango and the frigging whatever at the same time.
Zumba.
Yeah.
Zumba.
Zumba at the same time. And he goes, nah, you got it. What you'll have to do is go around to the home base roundabout. So I just parked up the car, ran into home base like, yeah, like I lived there. I ran into home base like I lived there.
Toilet
over there. You know when you just look up? All I know is when you go into a supermarket or anything big, just look up. There'll be signs for that shit. Yeah, I saw the signs. Like, I lived there, though. Like, I knew where I was going already. Like, yeah.
Display toilet.
Yeah.
No. You weren't that desperate when you were like, sod it. The display toilet will do.
So yeah, that was my close.
So that's sharting.
Yeah, I was close to sharting, but I was close to a severe case of mud butt right there, like in the American term. But in the English term, mud butt is a straight up. You know them people that they don't really. It's like fuck it, man. I'm going to a festival. I'm just gonna get fucked up. I don't care what happens. You know what I mean?
I don't care.
Whatever diseases
myself.
I care. Yeah. Whatever happens,
man,
happens.
Cows, disease, anything.
Yeah. So I didn't really get that. I mean, the funny thing is, we were hardly in there, man. We were we got there and just did the gig and then bounced because it was like 3 a.m.
Oh man.
Yeah, 3 this morning.
It takes hours to get to where you're meant to be performing.
Exactly.
It's long.
And
you know what? I think I've grown out of festivals now.
Yeah.
Last year I did such a heavy run of festivals, and I was just like, when I was there, I was just thinking,
I know
to
where
myself,
you're coming from. Yeah.
I'm not doing this again unless I'm a VIP.
Is it?
I can't be having it anymore, man. I can't be like, for me, using public toilets, that's a terrifying thing. You know, it's different for a woman.
Yeah, I can imagine
it.
Yeah. There's a lot more.
I'm not dealing with the port-a-loo. The first time I went to Glastonbury, you could smell the toilets before you could see them.
Yeah.
That's how rotten
that's
it
the
was.
Other thing. I really wonder,
you
like,
can't be hacking it, man.
Because there are people that, like, they adamantly go every year. Festival goers, that hardcore festival
with
goers.
With their bucket.
Yeah, well, I guess with their toilet roll, wipes.
Yeah. No, you got to go equipped, man.
Shower in a can, if that's what you want to call
you
it.
You got to go equipped.
Yeah, but boy, it's amazing that people love it that much when you can, you know, like the whole of Glastonbury was just muddied up. It was, they looked
crazy.
After some parts of it. You could get up and down a little bit, but for the most part, it was just a mud fest, you know, like.
It can't be healthy.
Yeah. And yeah, that's the other thing. You're like, man. And I think the thing about mud as well is that it's the same color as shit. So you automatically kind of, you don't even want to look
the
at people's
psychology.
Boots for too long. Yeah. You start thinking like, man, he might have just shit on himself or, I don't know. Yeah, so you got to be careful out there, but it was an interesting weekend, I'll tell you that.
And how
I'll
was the set, though?
Yeah, the set was wicked. The sound was a bit funny at first, so it was about 10 minutes of sort of, rhyming and people going...
Turn my mic up.
Yeah, no, but people looking at me going, turn your mic up, whilst I'm rapping.
In the crowd.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
crowd turned sound mode.
And I can't really, I couldn't really do anything about it because I had to continue performing. So, you know, it was an awkward, like, 2 tracks of... That going on, like, what, turn the mic? Like, I'm trying to say, to what, turn the mic up whilst I'm rapping.
Done.
Yeah. Oh, it's hilarious.
But hey, festival life.
Yes, that's it.
Festival life. But we made it. We're here. And it's
we
that
are
part
here,
of the
mother
show,
lovers.
Mice, where we have to send, like, special.
Big up. Yes, we need to, man.
Going out to important people. You know, there's other important issues we've got to address today from
hell
a hip-hop
yeah.
perspective as well. But first of all, I thought, you know, it was really important that we sent a major big up to a true legend and pioneer, a funk pioneer, Bernie Worrell.
Big up.
Sadly, he passed away at the weekend after a long battle with terminal cancer. And Bernie Worrell, if you've not heard of him, he was, like, the keyboard player in Funkadelic, and he's to play with George Clinton and stuff. He was like a childhood prodigy on the piano and stuff, like incredibly talented dude. I mean, he's influenced so many musicians, like so many genres as well, and virtually contributed to every record in the incarnation of like Funkadelic, the whole P-Funk movement and everything. So that's like Brides of Funkenstein, the Parlettes, Roger Troutman, Fuzzy Hawkins, as well as playing like a key role in crafting like all those ill hooks in some of P-Funk's like classic tunes. So I thought, wow, you know, seeing as we're a little bit behind time today, I thought let's first, we have to hear some Bernie Worrell today because it's just too important. So massive
big up
going out to the funk man that is Bernie Worrell.
Wow, man.
May you rest in peace,
man.
Send your messages coming through to us at hiphop@foobarradio.com. We love hearing from you guys. Mice is going to be getting into his investigation very soon.
You're damn
so
right.
You know you need to hit us up about that. But first,
she did the freak with me. Never missing a beat, yeah. Boy, was in need, yeah.
The girl's a freak. The girl never misses a beat, yeah, yeah.
Something about it, it got into my pants.
That's what you call funk.
Yeah, that's that funk right there, boy.
That is that funk right there. That is just straight funk. Rest in peace, Bernie Worrell, with those ill keyboard hooks and the funky Moog and all that good stuff. You're tuned into Foo Bar Radio with myself, Sarah Love, and Mice Diggy. And right now is that time of the show. Well, first of all, I got to send a shout out to Anna, locked into the show in Harrow. She's loving it. And also, we got to
Anna,
we got to send a big thumbs down to Dermot O'Leary. Well, no, I feel kind of sorry. No, I don't. Feels open. Dermot O'Leary tried to DJ at Glastonbury and no one showed up in his tent. Wow. Why are you trying to DJ for, man, when we know you can't DJ?
Yeah, it's a bit weird, man. It is a bit weird. Like, because I think about it, I'm like, man, imagine if, say, I don't know,
I got up and tried to MC.
MC, you know, just for the sake of being famous, because, you know, Sarah loves quite famous. <aren't you? laughs>
Just for the sake of
there's people
of
who do famous
show.
Shit and there are people who literally are famous. Sarah Love is literally famous. But yeah, it's kind of weird. How do you feel about that when you hear, you know, Paris Hilton's a DJ, she's DJing at so and so, and it's like, what?
Well, all that I want then is to DJ after them and shut them down.
Yeah, true.
Like Public Enemy style, shut that crap down, because it's just foolish. It's just annoying because they've got a manager or something who's saying to them, hey, actually I can get you like $2,000 if you go and do this DJ gig for an hour at so and so club. And then some of these people are even just miming anyway. They're not even playing anything on an iPod.
Yeah, some of them have got mixes they've already
but they've got dance routines worked out, like lots of pointing and things like that too. So, you
and
know,
different
props
outfits.
To the dance routine and outfits. That's the important part. Makeup, outfit, shoes, dance routine, that's what counts in DJing really. So, you know, props to Dermot O'Leary. It's okay, we all have to start somewhere, you know.
Yeah,
he's got to build up from the bottom, poor guy. But yes, don't try that foolishness around us.
Yeah, please do not, mother lovers.
But this is the part of the show. Of course, Brexit happened, which I think we might have time to.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna big up the.
No, I did want to. I did want to
say. How do we look at that in a positive light?
Well, big up to all the people who voted leave, because you know, good game. They won in the Euro Brexit contest, and you know, props to you. Big game.
That sounds
good
like
game.
You were happy for them. That I don't know whether to be happy or sad.
Sarcasmo.
Because it's weird. Because it's like, okay, do we want to be in the Euro or don't we? I don't mind being in the Euro. I didn't have much problem with it. You
they
should have
just
not
left
to
it
be.
To us two.
Yeah, yeah.
To sort out. We'll just sort it out, okay?
Yeah, it's like, you know, not to be. This is mad.
Like
the
we
Euro.
Believe in democracy. And
the pound is yeah. The pound is a bit cheaper now, but it's cool, you know.
AKA crashed.
Yeah,
and
a
not
bit
just
cheaper.
The pound crashed. Like enough currencies around the world are crashing.
I've been hearing people are losing billions over this. Like apparently, Bill Gates has lost a billion or something.
It's already cost like trillions, hundreds of trillions on like world businesses.
Because
it's about confidence. Like economy, the value of an economy is just based on confidence. So when people have confidence in an economy, like they used to have confidence in the London property market, it means everyone wants to invest here because your money's safe. Mm. But then as soon as something like this happens, everyone's like, oh my God, what's going to go on? Quick, pull all your money out. So you've had like record numbers of people buying gold the day before the referendum. It was like record amounts of people withdrawing euros and dollars instead of pounds because they don't have confidence in the pound. And then look, every day it's like the value of the pound is going down and down and down. And then also it just kind of feels like this whole thing, like, why would we ask this question right now? No one was ready to answer it. It's just been set up Boris Johnson's personal political career.
And they did it during the Euro.
Yeah, that was a bit odd.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah. So you had all like people like, yeah, England. Yeah, yeah, of course, man. All these, like, you know. Yeah, these Savoloid chips having mother lovers ain't. You know what I mean? What, England? Yeah, yeah. Oi, I'll fight out then, yeah, because we don't need them. You know what I mean? Like,
mustn't laugh.
Pass the remote, love. Yeah. It's right there on my knee.
No, but you know what, Mice, though? I just want to send a massive
big up
to all the children of immigrants out there who voted leave. Because today, okay, wow. on the news, there's already like graffiti in London of people being like, yeah, send them immigrants back to where they came from, that stuff. So you just wait until that's coming to your door and tell me if you're still happy with your decision. And then have you seen all these people on the news where they're like, I voted Leave, I didn't think we'd win though.
What?
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie, I've seen people say that. They've said, oh, I voted Leave, but, you know, my vote don't count kind of talk. And it's like, you know what? Your vote does count. Like,
count. That just, you just screwed us up.
Yeah. And it's like, if you don't know, I don't know, man. I just feel like it wasn't broke, so why try and fix it? Like, now there's going to be a massive change that is going to...
No one's ready for.
But even the point that the Prime Minister resigns...
No one in his cabinet is ready for it. So basically, it's like Nigel Farage, in the whole campaign, he was saying, yeah, there's 350 million a week. We're going to put that towards the NHS instead of the EU.
Yeah,
the following day, he's like, that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen, yeah.
Then Michael Gove, he's like, yes, we need to consult with experts. So it's like, okay, so you didn't do that beforehand.
Yeah.
And then Boris Johnson, he's like, everyone calm down. There's no plans yet. We're going to take our time. So you're telling me there's no plan. No one knows what's going on. You have no, like, idea what's going on.
Boris Johnson, man, what the hell's he got to do with it? Why is he getting involved, man?
He wants to become the next prime minister, innit?
Fucking hell.
And that's the way we're going. Like, and all these clowns out here, they're going to be like, oh, Boris, he's the right laugh, isn't he? And probably vote for him. But that guy's dangerous.
Yeah.
And so... Also, for all the people who were like black and brown out there and everyone else who voted Leave, first of all, congratulations. You know, that was a good game, man. And I just really hope you feel good standing with like Nigel Farage, Boris Johnson, Rupert Murdoch and all of these guys. And we're going to be looking to you guys for the answers.
Oh, man.
So keep us posted.
Oh, boy. Anyway, let's try and, I don't know. One day.
One day our great grandchildren will work it out.
I tell ya. Let's get into this anyway, because you know.
Are you ready for some of this?
Nothing is gonna break the fact that y'all mother lovers are down here at the FUBAR Radio Cafe. You can hit my music now. You're damn right. And I go by that bad mother lover.
Shut your mouth.
You're damn right, you know what I'm saying? I just came down from Glasgow Festival. Yeah. I had me some mushroom soup. I had some truffle chocolates.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Lots of protein.
Yeah, a whole lot of protein.
A whole lot of protein.
And we was... God damn. Yeah, so I'm telling you, man, we had a mad one. Last night, it had its ups and downs. There was the peaks and troughs, as they say. Traumatic experiences, delightful experiences, but...
Oh, yeah, traumatic.
Yeah, it just happened. Yeah, because it was, like, muddy, so we're trying to drag all this equipment through the mud. God,
this is what I can't be bothered with anymore, man. I've been going festivals...
It was a lot. It was
most
a lot of work.
My life.
You know, because, obviously, people have been using the pathways a lot, so a lot of places ended up...
Pathways. I'm great, but they're not non-existent.
The mudways.
Yeah, 12
hours.
Probably
call them mudways. And, you know, so people, like, we had to go the long way round, basically, to get to the stage. And there was all this palaver, you know, and it just had me thinking, man, like, right, when do you ever actually enjoy a festival? How do you enjoy a festival? You know, I think the people on the, that are looking at the stage will probably enjoy it a lot more than the people that have to run around doing all the madness, you know, from the people putting up the stages, the sound guys, you know.
You think so? But they're looking at you guys saying the same thing. You know,
yeah, exactly.
The mud's always browner on the other side.
Yeah, exactly.
People are. You know, I'm not certain.
Well, I'll be honest, man. Like, the times when the times that I've really enjoyed a festival are when maybe I've performed earlier and then for the rest of the festival, I can just enjoy it. I don't have to think about, oh, I've got to get up and, you know, make sure I'm ready for this. Or I've got to iron my T-shirt. Am I the only one who irons their T-shirt? Yeah, anyway.
Oh, are you popping shots at me or something?
No. People think
you're
it's
like,
weird.
That was like a subtle hint. You're like, you're
getting
paranoid,
see? Nah, people think it's weird that I iron my T-shirts. So whenever I say it, I'm
really?
Always like, oh, yeah, shit, maybe I shouldn't. Did I say that out loud? you know, and so... I was just thinking, yeah, most of the time when I enjoy a festival is when I'm not performing. I'm just there to, you know, party, watch all the acts or go, you know, yeah, yeah. And it's like, that's what I wanted to find out. If you want to enjoy yourself at a festival, there must be some people out there who've had some crazy experiences. So, you know. So that's what I want to investigate this week. I want to find out, what's the best or craziest experience you've ever had at a festival? Whether it be, I don't know. Okay. One time I did a gig in, where were we? In Scotland. I've forgotten what the, Knock and Glock Festival, something like that. Performing. It was weird because it was like these old Scottish grannies picked us up. Yeah. And they took us to the festival.
Really happen?
If you imagine like going up, we're going up these crazy steep hills. Like, you know when you start, you start thinking, there's always a moment in life, there are different moments in life when you have that, what the fuck am I doing with my life moment. You know that everybody, like, it might just happen for a split second. It's like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? That's what we were going through. But then when we finally got there, it's like, shit, this looks like the Loch Ness Monster might come out from the lakes over there. It was mad greenery.
You were worried.
Got on stage. You know, everybody was really wicked. And they started throwing weed on stage, throwing buds of weed and that.
It gets bad.
Yeah. Like, that's a good experience at a festival, you know. So hit us up at Fubar Radio, at DJ Sarah Lovell, at Mice Diggy, or you can email hiphop@fubarradio.com. And let me know, mother lovers, what's the best or craziest experience you've ever had at a festival? Now, I've got some answers here from a few of my friends.
I'm struggling to think of my craziest because I'm just wiling out all the time, you see. So it's like hard to, you know, compare them, really. But no,
climbing
like...
climbing up the scaffolding and all that.
Yeah, exactly. No, but traumatic, definitely. Like, just dealing with the dirty toilets.
Oh, man. The toilet situation.
Like, I struggle with public toilets anyway.
Yeah.
Let alone at a festival.
Yeah, a festival toilet. You have to just get out in the wild, though, Sarah. You got to just live life, you know. You got to take your shoes and socks off, walk around bare feet for a little while. Okay, and then you just feel like, ah, it's all nature anyway. It all comes from the same place, doesn't it? Breathe it all in. It's good for the lungs. Yeah, boy, it's hard work. It's hard work. You know when you just walk past the shit? It's like, right, what is that? Like, man. And then I was on my way to go and eat, but I think, oh, wait now. Like, that's, you really put me off. You know what I mean? It's like that situation. I struggle to eat at festivals. I'm not going to lie. Just the mud. You're like, right, is that mud or is it?
Yeah. Especially if you've not got the right footwear.
Yeah, if you ain't got the right footwear.
I'm into my footwear, so it's like...
But we had... And that was the thing. I didn't take wellies with me. I actually took these old trainers. I thought, yeah, I'll throw them away.
That'll be fine.
Yeah. But we got
We
got to the cottage that we're staying at, and they had boots there for us.
Wow.
It was like, it was amazing, man. So
you're killing it.
Felt, you know when you got wellies on as well, you feel like a superhero. Out there in the mud. Like, yeah, like nothing phases you. You're just like, ah, look at you. Ah, you're just walking around like a kid.
That's the good thing about being an artist at a festival, because no one's handing out wellies to punters.
Yeah, true. That's true.
You know, no one's handing out wellies to punters.
That's a good point, actually. But if you're a punter, you go prepared, you know?
Yeah.
You go prepared, so
you carry all that crap across the mud.
All right, so
and then keep your fingers crossed that it doesn't rain while you're there.
Yeah, that's true.
And your
true.
Tent gets washed away.
That's
or no one
oh,
robs,
man.
No one robs anything from your tent, that's, or that you can even find your tent.
The one that's one of the most traumatic experiences I've had was I think it was Oxygen Festival in Dublin or just near Dublin in Ireland. It was raining. And I was with Yes King Band. And we were, we had to camp there. We had to stay in a tent. I think that might have been the first time I stayed in a tent as well. At a festival.
In your life?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like 4 or 5 years ago or something like that.
Oh, bless you.
And, but it was the worst
London
experience,
boy.
Man.
Like
rain, yeah, it was all raining. I was with Shan. I was with Lady Shan as well. So, bashment girl staying in a tent. It was just, you don't know about tent. And, man, I lost my iPod. And I had to sleep on it. Yeah,
what,
I slept.
Teethed or it washed away?
Nah, I think I lost it in the cab. I don't even know. I don't even know where I lost it. But yeah, that was a pretty traumatic experience. But I want to find out the good experiences people have had anyway, man.
Because festivals are great. They are great.
They can be great, man. Yeah. Even in the rain, it's amazing how much people can enjoy that shit in the rain as well.
It is quite remarkable, really. It's quite incredible.
So it's like, yeah, fuck that.
It's beyond
boy.
Me. That's how I know I'm old now. So I'm like, wow, watch them enjoying themselves. I could not be doing
how
that.
How could you do that? Yeah. How do you do that?
It's So hit us up. It's hiphop at foobarradio.com. I definitely want to hear these positive stories. You know, you need to help encourage me back into the festival lifestyle.
Yes, this is the life hack. This is how you find out how you can really enjoy yourself at a festival.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have some people coming with some crazy answers, man.
I'm looking forward to hearing them. But first, let's hear something brand new from Scorsese. This song has just dropped. It's got a really lovely video to go with it. And I just rate him so much for what he's saying on this track. You know, it takes a lot of courage as an artist to say some brave things. So check this out. This is Scorsese straight out of Nottingham. This track is called Love Me.
In a world of darkness, I came back to what I know best. Pen and a pad again, feel like one of the lads again. It's crazy where 5 years went. I was in my bedroom, smoke coming out the air vent. Labour complaining, every 2 seconds my mood switching. 4 sets of tablets, my brain thinking on some madness. I used Islam as an excuse why I quit the game. Truth is, I was insane in the brain. Hearing voices in my head, staying in bed for 2 days. Smoke takes till I was confused and dazed. I refused to change. My mum worried, took me to the doctors. When he gave his diagnosis, it really shocked us. Schizophrenia, it wasn't meant to be like this. I was meant to be the next MC, but I lost my confidence on the MIC. But slowly getting back to the old me, that's why I want you to love me. I want you to love me. I want you to feel me. Yo, I want you to love me. My mum met a new man, so then I had to move out. My childhood memories were gone when she sold the house. I got myself a council flat, it was run down, right in the middle where the kids ran around. I witnessed gang fights, stolen cars set alight. Couples arguing, woke me up in the dead of night. My neighbour upstairs, he loved to get banging on my window every night. Till I was like this, I stopped smoking so I could save enough money to get out of there. So I got out of there. I picked up the MIC again. The rain is gone, now I see again. Became an MC again. I wanna make my family proud. I love you, so I say it loud. I'm sorry if I made you worry. I'm alright now. I swear I'ma make it. Cause if I don't, it will bug me for the rest of my life. That's why I want you to love me. I want you to love me. I want you to feel me. Yo, I want you to love me. Never rich, always half broke. I choke hard on an A&R cigar smoke. Taking me for joke, way better than the rapper you signed. But you stitched them up like a kipper. Labels are like Jack the Ripper. In the back of your mind, you're still scheming, but I'm still dreaming. I stick with the team, stay loyal to my true friends, cause they were there when I was at a loose end. So I don't wanna lose them. If Nick ain't making the beat and Trez not involved, then I don't wanna roll. Labels, you can take a stroll. Charging me for studio time and phone calls, saying it's recoupable. You're lucky I don't... Every artist in CRS could make it. Talent is a beautiful thing, so don't waste it. It's a cold world, that's why I understand if you don't trust me. That's why I want you to love me. I want you to love me. I want you to feel me. Yo, I want you to love me.
Something brand new from Scorsese. It's called Love Me. Definitely listen back to that track. We'll be playing it again for you right here, Foobar Radio.
Nice,
Mondays,
man.
4 till 6 p.m. I love Scorsese. He's another one of my favourite MCs in this country.
Man. Still doing it as well, man. Still coming in. Like, he's one of them guys that, you know, like, you don't hear him and think, he's kind of losing it now. It's been years.
Every
but
time.
He's still coming with something different.
Every time he comes back good, man. And I still love
man.
The... I saw someone the other day when the Brexit thing came out. They were posting his Great Britain tune. Maybe we even need to play that today, actually. I might have to hook that up later. Because, I love that record as well. And you're not into Foobar Radio. Maestro's been investigating...
Yeah, I've been investigating
the answers from you guys.
What the most, the craziest or best experiences you've had at festivals. Because some of us, obviously, you know, kind of go in to the point where you actually forget what the fuck happened yesterday. Yeah, I know some of you lot out there do, but try and dig deep, guys. There's going to be something that there might be a bruise that you got. Or some kind of scar, you know, some scar tissue on your forehead or something. I don't know.
Still trying to piece it together.
But yeah, Dean Parker, he says, I seen a woman with an uncooked chicken. on her fist, punching the air, listening to Eurodance hardcore. There was a guy naked crawling like a sniper, two guys back to back, tied together, trying to run away from each other. A midget Power Ranger throwing powder paint bombs at people from a Wookiee's shoulders.
Oh my God. See, these are the people where I'm like, mommy.
That's hilarious, man.
I want my mommy.
That is hilarious, though. Like, I wonder if he woke up and realised it was just a really wicked trip. Yeah, well, that's not a bad trip, man. That's actually a pretty decent trip right there. That's
pretty
crazy,
sure,
man.
Mate. Shout out to Paul Clark and all you regular listeners. He says the best way to enjoy a festival in his experience was a threesome.
Wow, in a festival. That's brave, boy. That's, yeah, that's all right.
That in a tent.
That's brave, boy. You might get a little bit more than mud butt messing around with two different chicks at a festival. I hope it was on day one anyway. Because you're messing with like 2 day old pooch. That might be a bit, you know what I mean?
Contaminated.
Yeah. They, but there's a lot of it breeding going on that. Anyway.
Paul just, he was giving himself a little.
Bigger.
With that shout out, wasn't he,
really? Yeah, he was.
We're between the lines, Paul.
Marcus says, camping is not for me. I don't want to have to interact with sweaty, unwashed people for any period of time. It's bad enough on my tube journey home, but hell no to a weekend of it. Shout out to Marcus. Yeah. It's one of them, what do they call it?
He sounded like such a Londoner in that message. Gabby, it's not for me.
I know already. I've been there, man. I was like, nah, I ain't doing that. Like, Bluefoot used to always, my boy Blue, he used to always be like, Stro, man, just come camping, man. He goes camping and be like, man, I don't know, bro. Yeah, just get like a sleeping bag and the. Oh yeah, bro, I don't know about all of that, man, sleeping out. But that's where we came from. We were doing that. Yeah, we were doing that shit way before all this concrete shit. You know what I mean? But then eventually.
He was coming with the science.
Yeah. He dropped science on me, and it took a while. It's a good 10 years before I was like, all right, let me dip my toes in it.
A bit like the people who voted leave. They were like, we're not listening to the experts.
Oh, man. That's crazy, man.
But I see you've had a few more emails.
So Catherine North says,
but yeah, big up Marcus, I feel your pain.
Yeah, I understand totally where Marcus is coming from, but
I am up for camping though.
You'd rather do it in the sun. You'd rather do it in the sun when it's dry though, innit?
Yeah.
You don't want all the mud and all of that, that's the shit that puts you off.
And not being able to get away from like drunk people and stuff like that, man.
Yeah, especially muddy drunk people.
Muddy drunk people.
Yeah, you know when they come to
stinky toilets, it's like, this is a volatile combination.
Yeah, you feel like you're in an episode of The Walking Dead, literally, boy. When there's a whole load of mud butt zombies all walking towards you. You don't know what to do. You get stuck in the mud. Yeah, it's fucking terrorism, man. Jesus. So Catherine North says, at Boom Bap 2 years ago, when some idiots did too much ketamine and passed out in the car. So they passed out in the car. The car alarm started going off, waking up the whole campsite, and they wouldn't wake up. Car window had to be smashed with a hammer, and then a nice trip for them in the ambulance. Because ketamine is like sleeping, is like a tranquilizer, isn't it?
I've not experimented into that. Yeah, their own car alarm was going off.
It's like fucking gorilla tranquilizer or some shit, man. I don't even know.
Oh, leave those things alone, kids.
Crazy, man. Shelly, shout out to Shelly. She says, hey guys, there are loads of day festivals now. No need for camping.
Yeah, no. See it there, need Sarah. Capitals.
That, I think that was a message. She didn't. Shelly. She said, hey guys, but
yeah,
if like, I shuffle them letters around, I can make Sarah out of that somehow. Hey, you got to try it once, man. You might as well try it. And
what?
Then
I DJ'd at a wireless festival last year.
What? And, you DJ that one? I've already like.
No, wireless festival. You know, wireless festival happens in Finsbury Park. And there, that was just dangerous. It was like they have
people camping there.
No. Camping in Finsbury Park.
Yeah, I was like, eh.
But no, I mean, it was just out of control and just dangerous because you had like people rushing the gates. Didn't you see all like that footage of people like booting down the gates?
That was
and
last
then the
year,
security guards who were like, I ain't trying to take on these people, just stand.
You're all right, bro.
Back.
Yeah, this, it's actually this way, bro.
That's exactly what it was like. And so then it's like you've got all these people in bloody Finsbury Park in a contained space with there's no overspill if something pops off.
Yeah,
like people are out in the sun drinking all day. Yeah, that's just dangerous, that's trouble, man.
And you know, that's the thing about, that's why Glastonbury is quite amazing, because it's they use 28 farms.
Crazy.
The whole site, yeah. And if you imagine that, so it's a lot of space, but then there are certain parts of it that is just, you know, intersections. So people are walking this way, that way, this way.
Mm-mm.
And you can get overwhelmed. You can, it's quite easy to get claustrophobic.
Yeah. Who did you see anyone else perform there?
No. No, I didn't.
You
actually
missed Adele.
Yeah, well, I didn't see
Coldplay there.
Yeah, we heard Coldplay. Like, yeah, we could hear them.
Sorry about
I think
that.
We were
unlucky,
like 5 mile radius somewhere.
Bad you luck, could hear bad you luck. Like next time.
Yeah, I think that's Coldplay, bro. That sounds sick, man. That sounds sick. I think that
you
is Coldplay.
That. Is that what you said? You
well,
said
you know, that's
sick.
What it was like. Yeah, you know, the kid was getting excited because he was like, oh, I want to see Coldplay, but we didn't actually get to see them, but we heard them.
Okay.
You know, there's still got some, one of your senses at least got stimulated in some way by a Coldplay.
I saw some footage of Coldplay doing some concert, was it at like Wembley or some shit like that, and they had like smoke machines and explosions and coloured dust.
I heard unicorns run across the stage or some shit.
But you see, this is what they have to do to make their show interesting. Like, it was enough just having like James Brown, Maceo Parker, Clyde Stubblefield on stage. Like, they were just rocking out with the funk. Or shout out to Bernie Worrell, passed away, man. But these guys didn't necessarily need like
They have the funk within their souls.
Yes, but you see, Coldplay deep. And the man, then they have to hire like the machines to bring some kind of spectacle. It ain't even funk. Anyway, no, I do have a guilty pleasure with one Coldplay song, and it's really killing me inside.
What? Which one?
I'm not even going to mention that ever again.
Guilty.
And I'm going to deny that it even exists, and hopefully I'll forget about it. But yes, back to your emails, Mike.
Guilt for the moment.
Yes.
We'd have to do a guilt for the moment section where we play a tune that ain't going to be...
We've got a section for that.
Are you taking the piss?
Oh, yeah.
You like a Coldplay song.
Are you taking the piss?
For real.
I'm not taking the piss.
Nah, you know what? Look,
please slap
each
me,
to their own, man. Each to their own. If it touches the soul, yeah, whatever brings joy. If it touches the heart, you know what I mean. What could we say? As long as it makes you happy, I can't see any Coldplay tunes sound happy to you. But there's a preference of taste, anyway. You know what I mean?
As long as you're not bringing harm to other people.
As long as you don't play it on the show. It's all good with me, Sarah. Don't mind me. All right, shout out to Anna. Anna says, hey, at a festival last year, I forget which one, I met two lads who seemed really friendly and then proceeded to offer me some 12-hour Russian acid.
Fuck.
They said the sky looked like it was full of puffins flying towards them. I politely declined.
Good girl, Anna.
Wow, shout
good
out to
girl,
Anna.
Anna.
I would have been on that shit straight away. I don't even know.
Nice.
I'd have Jimi Hendrix that shit in my eyelids.
You would have been like the puffins.
Yeah. I see them now.
Yeah.
Can they fly?
Oh, dear. Definitely is not about taking random drugs off random strangers at random festivals.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Put it this way. The acid part was cool, but when you said Russian acid, that's when I was like, okay, I don't know. Russian acid. Imagine what the fuck.
Did you vote Leave? Did you vote Brexit?
No. I didn't mean it that way. I'm just saying they got some crazy
quick,
shit
backtrack,
out there.
Backtrack.
I don't. Hey, I have a Russian friend. His name is. I can't remember his name, but he sounds like this when he talks.
He's Russian.
But what I was gonna say was the Russian shit. Come on, man. That's gonna be some crazy ass acid, isn't it?
Next level shit.
Yeah, that's gonna be some next
not
level
for me.
Schnapps and all the shit they drink out there is hardcore, man. Like Russian vodka. Jesus.
Definitely not for me.
So yeah, Anna, you did the right thing.
You did
thing
the
there,
right thing.
Yeah, the puffins as well. You know.
I want to hear more people's festival experiences.
Yeah,
it's
hit
festival
us up, man.
Season.
It is festival season. So let us know what is your greatest or you know your best. Or your most craziest experience you've had at a festival. Hit us up at Fubar Radio on Twitter, or you can email us hiphop@fubarradio.com and let us know, mother lovers, because we're going through some crazy ones right now.
Turn it off, turn the radio off.
Yeah. Woo. Marco Polo, you crazy off. For this, boy. Can yeah. I get in my bag? R.I.P.P.H. Yeah, all the time, B. I've been in love with the shit before they signed me. Seeing Kane, no half-stepping, and Rakim holding the weapon, hanging off the car, rapping. Ain't my future not a question. EPMD and the Hit Squad hit hard. Yeah. CLMPR, Primo and Gangstar. They influence and made me wanna pursue this. The industry's foolish. I'm fucking with the Susan. Study the greats, the wins, the mistakes. Stretching Bob, KCR, recording over mama tapes. I couldn't wait to finally demonstrate. If you beat on the table, I'ma drop a high 8. Yeah, that turned to 16, double that. All of a sudden in the stew, having fun with that. But I used to show up with the gun attached. I come in peace, but drama, I'm having none of that. Let's go. I used to love her so much, and now I hate her though. Hip-hop falling off on the radio. I'm on this old shit, I'm bumping the old shit.
That's right.
I don't care if you do platinum or gold
shit.
Turn it off, turn it off, turn it off, but turn the radio off. Turn the radio off.
Super.
Turn it off, turn it off, turn it off, but turn the radio off. Turn the radio off.
Don't voice it.
Yeah, all the time, fam. Peep the chorus, you can't even say I'm lying, fam. They play the same five songs, it wouldn't be nothing wrong if it was only five artists. Boy, don't get me started.
Let's go.
Listen to old shit, the old shit the dopest. The old shit seemed like the artist more focused. The artist made albums, top to bottom projects. Now you got mixtapes, placing them as objects. Rappers wearing dresses now, looking like female. Dropping mad clues, but they leaving out the details. Y'all can have it, I'ma listen to my playlist. In peace, y'all ain't hear me say shit.
Say shit.
Y'all ain't hear me say shit. Turn on TV, out of here with the gay shit. Face it, y'all niggas on some cake shit. Great shit, space shit. I can't take this. I used to love her so much and now I hate her though. Hip hop falling off on the radio. I'm on this old shit, I'm bumping the old shit. I don't care if you do platinum or gold
shit.
Turn it off, turn it off, turn it off, and turn the radio off. And turn the radio off. Turn it off, turn it off, turn it off, and turn the radio off. Turn the radio off. One, two, three, four, five, the six man. One, two, three, four, five, the six man. Ha! Brooklyn!
That was Bad Seed. It's produced by Marco Polo. It's called Turn It Off. Check
Yo,
it out. It's from an album called Choreography. What were you going
to
say?
That's good to hear Bad Seed again, man. I ain't heard him for years. I was like, wow, I recognize that voice.
Who is that voice?
Funny you played that. I was looking for it. I was looking for his album this morning.
Who, Bad Seed?
Yeah. It's
Which
got,
one?
He's got this, is it called Choreography?
Yeah. Speaking to the front of the mic for me. By the way, that voice hearing is this week's special guest, Mr. Sonny Jim, straight out of Birmingham.
Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up?
We're trying to. Do you know about Snapchat, Sonny
Jim? No.
Adam's going to teach us. We're going to get a crash course later, man.
I passed it to my
Snapchat. I was like, yeah, so my jurisdiction. What do you do? Anyway, I sent a Snapchat so you lot can follow us on Snapchat.
Fubar. Yeah,
what is it? Fubar Radio, Snapchat. See? I knew what it was before I even knew what it was. That's how you know. That's what festivals do to you, Sarah.
Yeah, you see.
I didn't camp, but you got to try it, man. Tell her, innit? She's got to stay in the tent once.
I have a long time ago.
Like when you were nine or something.
Yeah, that don't count.
In my garden when I was eight. In my dad's tent from the
60s. Safest place you can camp is like in your garden, innit? Like, let's go out in the wilderness, Sarah. And where?
But every now and then a hedgehog would come up to like the edge of the tent or something.
Whoa, wildlife.
Yeah, that was like next level business.
That's like me, you know, on my balcony, the pigeons. That's like, yeah, look, I'll try and do my little.
You're living the
whole life. My little David Attenborough. Like, as you can see here, the shitty pigeon. the English ground covered. You know, it just doesn't work, Sarah. You need to get out there, that's all I'm saying. But anyway.
Get out there, not in the roadway, but in the camping way. Have you got a chair or something?
You can stand if you like.
No.
Sarah's getting up. She gets uncomfortable when people just stand up
really?
In the roof for 2 minutes.
So that combined with seated. Camping, not a good combination.
Yes, man. We got Sonny Jim in the building.
What's going on, people?
What's going on, man?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Good.
You got here safe and sound?
Yeah, just about, man. It's still taking me a minute to get used to all this London tune.
So you've been in London now for how long?
About a year and a half now.
How are you finding it?
It's challenging, isn't it? To say the least.
It's funny because I was in your neck of the woods on Saturday.
How was that?
It was cool, man. It wasn't like not loads of people came out, but you know, it was a good crowd though. The people that were there really enjoyed it.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to the Dead Pixels lot.
Yeah, man.
Eating good. Shout out to Redbeard as well. It's good hanging out with Redbeard, man.
I love all you guys, man. You guys have been putting in work for some serious time.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
When did Eat Good actually begin?
2008.
For those who don't know, Eat Good is the record label that I was first introduced to Sonny Jim and the whole camp of artists straight out of Birmingham.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, it's no easy feat putting music out yourself. So, you know, I really respect like the kind of graph that you guys
mission,
put in.
It's a mission, to be honest. But yeah, it's a double-edged sword, isn't it? If you go to a different label and you go and get them to put your record out, there's all the bad stuff that comes with that. And then there's all the bad stuff that comes with putting your own record out. Mm. It's more so the admin side of things. Things and just the,
that's the hassle.
Just
that's
the long and everything in it, you know. We got in it to make music, not to be some admin guys or to sell some t-shirts. Or,
that's what we thought we were signing up for. But then we're like, done.
You know, it's.
Well, you realise the DIY way is a lot better. You know, it makes more sense for you as an independent artist to do it.
Gives you more power as well.
Are you still Snapchatting my?
I don't even know how to do this thing.
You're trying to.
He's lost in the Snapchat matrix. I see there's still... Mice has been asking people about... What does this button do? Mice has been asking people about festival stories, Sonny Jim. And we've had quite a few interesting emails already, and there are a few more. But I'm wondering, are you a festival man?
Not really.
When was the last time you went to a festival?
Maybe like Croatia last year to Outlook.
Oh, that's nice. I've not made it to Outlook yet.
Yeah, it's a good festival, but I'm not really one for staying in a tent either, innit?
No. Yeah.
They ain't even got a Hilton out in Croatia, innit? When we was playing out there, they ain't even got no Hilton in. They got one nice hotel in the whole city.
And that was full.
Yeah, well, but yeah, it's... I ain't really one for a tent type of vibe.
I didn't think so when I heard the opening lyrics to your recent song. What's it called? Scramble.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the opening line. What's it? You're in your BM. Listen to brand new BM.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I'm not. I'm guessing that you're not a festival kind of
dude. Man. Yeah. I always feel like you gotta try it. It's like swimming. You know, I didn't really try it properly until I tried it. You know, like, alright, I'm a proud guy.
You should have
proud.
Been part of the Remain campaign because you're really selling like the whole concept well, man.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, you just totally convinced me. Gotta try it because you gotta try it.
Hey, if you don't try it, you don't know what you're missing out on, man. There's sometimes the only problem is the cleanliness of it all. That's the only part.
And that's my issue because I think I'm not going to elevate my status to OCD, but I like hygiene.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you probably shouldn't try it then. you got to work.
No, but that's why it's strictly...
Just do it on concrete, man. Just bring a sleeping bag on concrete.
They need to drone me in. Like, so they haven't even got to dirty my shoes up in that place. No, it's all fun and games. It is fun.
It's an interesting one. So what's going on with you then at the moment?
Got the album out and it came out on Friday.
I know, and that was quite a day for it to go. I noticed that your album dropped on the same day
as
the
all this Brexit stuff. Yeah, so we just did a bit of a soft launch on Friday because you know, everyone was, even people who don't care about politics were tuned into it.
So. People don't even know what the fuck they're talking about. Well, I think the referendum is consciously.
So everyone's mind was on that. So you know, we're just going to push it this week, and it's been going good actually. All sold out on the pre-order, so.
No.
Yeah, man. So,
where's the vinyl?
I haven't even got them yet. I'm still waiting for them.
What's the LP called?
Muddy Mouth. I'm still waiting for all the product in it and just
for the vinyl.
Tapes. Okay. I got tapes and CDs as well in it. I'm just waiting for them still.
Cassettes.
Yeah, man. Woo!
Calling for a cassette release for ages.
You know what's funny is I nearly threw away my cassette player.
Really?
Yeah, I nearly. No. I had the mini disc player and the cassette player because we got a new unit.
I bet a lot of the people who end up buying it ain't even got a tape player. They just buy it because it's something they want to have in it.
Yeah, it's a bit of nuts. Yeah, but yeah. See, for me, I think I'm going to start buying tapes again.
Yeah, man.
I used to love that shit. Man.
I love cassettes. When I bought my car, part of the reason I liked my car is because it still had a cassette player in it. So I'm still proud to have that cassette player in my car. I've got enough tape decks at home. You've got to keep that. That's a way of life, man.
And it's not like an old cassette player, so you know, I was like, nah, I gotta keep this, man. It's got a little, you know,
a little bit of life in it.
Yeah. There's all these little extra bits and bobs that I never had when I was a kid, so you know, there's a bit of sentimental value there still.
Allow the mini disc though. Mini disc flopped hard, man.
Yeah, I never had a mini disc.
No, me neither.
I got jacked into getting a mini disc. And then about a year later, the shit was out. It wasn't even cool anymore. I was like, man, I fucked up. I used to think it was cool though. Especially when you get the extra. You know, like you can do that. They were like, I think it was like an hour and a half, but then you could extend it to about 3 hours. You click this little switch thing. You're like, wow, listen
it's
to this.
Science.
Yeah, it's fucking
the
stupid, man.
Science. Anyway. But tell me about the album. Like, who are you working with on this album?
So on the features, there's the joint Scramble that you mentioned. There's a guy called Dash on there.
Yeah.
He's actually Dame Dash's cousin.
Was his cousin.
No, or his nephew or something.
Oh, someone said it was his son.
You don't even know. Yeah, like his nephew or something.
I know he's related to him.
Yeah, then Dash is like, let me throw that in there.
But he's making
a lot of noise at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah.
How did that hookup come about?
He was here just touring. One of the Piff Gang guys was doing some work with him, so they hooked me up, and that was it really. So it was quite easy. Most of the features were done with the people in person. I didn't want to make it an internet thing and just like get people to phone in. I'd rather not have a feature than someone just phone it in, just, you know what I mean, if they don't. So all of them were pretty much done in person, kind of thing.
But you produced that Scramble track, didn't you?
Yeah, me and a guy called AP.
Okay, and the rest of the production credits on the album?
Some of them are me, some of them are him. So a lot of them, like, it was like me, him, Purist, Cosign. A lot of the time we just went to the lab together and just built the records together. Someone might do this part, someone might, like, add some extra bits on a hook that, you know, change the drums around, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, and then there were some joints where they'd already been finished. I didn't really like the beat anymore and just killed that beat and just found something else to fit with the acapella and, you know, did stuff like that just to make.
Nice.
You know, just whatever fitted the music at the time because, you know, as it was getting built, it had a certain sound.
Because I don't think I even knew that you produced.
No, you know what? I've been producing all of my records for ages.
Serious?
Yeah, really? But the thing is that...
But you don't put...
It depends what you call producing it. A lot of these bands make the beat and then they give it me and I finish the record, innit? I tell them, give me the parts and I go finish the record.
Okay, so you're saying like executive producing type thing.
But I've just been letting these people say their...
You
know, otherwise, because someone will catch feelings if I say, oh, I'm the producer, do you know what I mean? The guy who made the beat's going to turn around and say, no, I'm the producer. But if you look like a Beatles record...
Oh, I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean? If you look at a Beatles record, there's a producer there, but he ain't touched no instruments. He's just sitting in the corner, say, "Yeah, do this, do the
I get what you're saying. Well, Dre even does that now, isn't it? It's like he's got musicians in the studio, and then he's kind of conducting them. Like, if
he's
you can imagine Dre doing the conducting. Yeah, I'm doing the conductor thing right now, just in case you look.
Yeah, so there was the four of us who worked on it, basically.
Okay,
now, that's nice, man.
But do you know what song I wanted to play now, though, that I really like? I know this isn't actually on Mud in My Malbec, so I hope you won't be too wild at me. It's Bow.
Oh, okay.
Or Bow.
Yeah. Bow. It's Bow, is it? Because that's what Parky says on one of his lyrics. So every time I spit a lyric, I'm going to take a bow.
Let's give the people some sounds of Sonny Jim alongside Joe Costanza and Michael Parkinson on this track. I'm feeling this one very much. And we're going to get into a few more of your messages that you sent through to Mice's investigation about crazy festival stories. And coming up very soon, we are going to have our open mic. So keep it locked. Right here to FUBAR Radio.
Jumping out the bushes. repping for the pushers. You fucking 50 pound hookers in the tuckers. Zoom, zigger, zang, hammer butchers. 1-800 hustlers, the crew bring the motherfucking ruckus. I was born ready, I pour some more Henny. And when it's 4:20, I roll the strawberry. I'm on my grizzly out in Gotham City. I got you if you trying to cop a 50, holler on the number, ring me. Shot liquor, tipping two bags in one swisher. Rolled a long jigger, chunk till I'm on killer. Oh yeah, shift the gear. Jumping out the German engineered in the waterproof weather wear. So jam with me, two dimes and the fan with me. I'll be drinking mad Henny, holler when the lab's empty. I splash it on a stripper like it's Rack City. Cash trick me, damn Skippy, you know my steez.
Certain man on this Insta beat. 38 barrel spin full of plenty sweets. Bang, headshot, make your chest pop or leg got. Riddled in little Italy death plot. Man, the stress so real. It's death over skill. Oh, by death over deals, your folks are killed. Destroy when your folks should build. Arms house when all your folks chill. Man, they out here on that Instagram dugging. Forgetting who they are when they Instagram hustling. Test me, cousin. Niggas soft on some McLovin. Pull triggers. You running before the blood oozing from it. Nuff pussy olds holding on that nickel plated. Shell cases, leaf concave, scuff excavating. Broad daylight shootouts like Jesse Dane did. Snatch a nigga life up like European. Slave shit.
Made the beat, now it's time to pen shit. Bold with the flow, cause I'm so distinctive. I'm still here, cause I'm so persistent. Let me make you aware I can go the distance. Yo, I'm about to go ballistic over beats, with bangs, spitting bars to injure. Arm to the head, to the leg dismembered. You're fucking with a pro that will beat you senseless. I've come too far to end it. I'm real talk, I don't do pretending. The God and Sunny Jim, I'm co-defending. I don't care any less if your name were mentioned. On the beats, I'm the one to really fuck about. Every day on the pads when I bang them out, bang them loud. Even at a show when I'm unannounced. Made a vow, after every verse, I'ma
what
take a bow.
What makes you think I wouldn't call whooping on a rap? I get it talking, shit is crack, I get it cooking. Jab, jab it for a hook, I got this one in the bag. 100 miles of running, ain't nobody starting nothing when I'm on the mic. With Michael Parkey drumming, snatching off that dookie doogie house up in a hoopty. 40 ounce of an Uzi, quarter pound of an bluesy. Should be dropping out the noggin, knock it off, I'm in the pocket. Get it popping off, we want it choppy, cook it up and cop it like.
Somebody should've warned you. Why play with fire, burn?
I love this rap shit, just spinning tracks, I'm awesome.
It's like a glitch in the matrix.
Somebody should've warned you.
Why play with fire, burn?
I love this rap shit, just spinning tracks, I'm awesome.
It's like a glitch in the matrix.
Yeah, and then I said to her, that's not mud, baby. Anyway,
wow.
Yo, that was Sunny Jim right there with Michael Parkinson. Shouts to Parky Picks, man.
And Joker Star.
And Joker Star, of course.
Bow is the name of the track. What was that on again? Remind me.
Me and Parky did a little EP called Live at the Bonanza.
Yes, that was it, yeah.
So yeah, we're just starting a volume two of that.
Very cool. Damn, I like,
man,
the combination.
Son is grinding, boy. So
he's been grinding from day.
The other day we saw, I saw, like, so I didn't realize you used to battle in it, like, years ago. I saw a battle you had with
Mike Assassin. Yeah.
Someone said it to me. Who said it? They said, yeah, oh, Sonny Jim, didn't he used to battle? And I was like, is it? I've never seen none of your battles before. Yeah. Was that like when you were coming up? Was it?
Yeah, it was. I really liked it, innit? I just really liked it.
But you got the right style for it as
after
well.
After all these years, I still really like rapping in it. I just like rapping in it. Yeah. I like... So the fire for rhyming ain't gone away. But I just now, it's almost like, oh, what's the point in just making a song if it don't go to the right channel or whatever, innit? So it's almost like, am I wasting my time just writing these raps, just, you know what I mean, if it's not going to be for something.
Like, you sound like you want to make something of it as well. You're not one of them guys where you hear the lyrics and you're like, oh, they're just filling gaps. Like, you try,
you do your best
to, like, make the craft sound special.
Yeah, man, I still like it, day one, innit? The battling thing was just... Yeah, I was hungry for it back then, innit? And I was watching all these other dudes do it, and yeah, I was.
That's crazy, man.
But But now, like, how it's changed to what it's changed to now, even sometimes now when I see these dudes battling in it, like, you know, the Don't Flop things and the King of the Dot and the URL stuff,
yeah.
I still sometimes look at it like, oh, you know what, I wouldn't mind getting back in the ring.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then,
yeah.
You know,
you like, start licking your chops like, right, I could have been
I see some of the guys who they say are killing it and I think they're shitting it. Yeah, so, you know, I look at it and think, oh. So I just, but.
Tell it how it is.
Well, you start seeing the formula as well. You start seeing, like, oh, okay, so this guy's that sort of rapper, and the, you know, they use their strengths in different ways. There's certain lyrics as well. You're like, wow, that wasn't even really that crazy, but everyone's going wild to it. So I can see why that would happen, man. But I mean, you've moved on to bigger and better things, obviously putting out your own material.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Plus, I think that's a lot to memorise, isn't it? These guys, you know what I look at it like? You know how you get a football match? And then it might be a good football match, but then you watch it on Match of the Day, cool, but then no one hears about it again, you don't care, no matter how big the battle is, so you wrote all that rap, you rehearsed all that rap to say to this one geezer, and then that's it.
And, and that's the thing, that's a big thing about, like, whether it's worth doing it or not, because, you know, for the, I'm sure it's the same. You kind of feel like, well, I could write a song. I could probably write two or three tunes in the amount of capacity you're using to do these verses.
You could have made an EP.
Do you know what I mean? You could, which will last longer. I can sell it. I can perform it. You know, I'm getting, like, the comeback. You know, just like, it kind of makes more sense to write your music if you're able to do. I think it's still a good platform for up and coming.
If you're able to do that, because I'm not sure if all battle rappers have got it in them to put a song together.
I almost think it's genre in itself now, in it, like, a lot of them don't even care about rap.
They don't care about rap.
Just this
gunning each other, and it, which is hard for for some of the artists to make a transition from the battle to making music.
Yeah, man, it's a whole new genre, man.
Yeah, it's funny, man, but it's good to see, man, that, like, people are managing to make that. You know, that transition from being a battle rapper to an artist.
I wonder who has had the longest battling career.
Probably Rick Ross battling obesity. I don't know who's been battling the longest that's still doing it now.
I mean, Loaded Lux has been at it for a minute, but he's only had like maybe 10 battles over 10 years, so. You
probably
really
have to say Mook, like, or someone, innit?
Yeah, but I mean, him as well, he's probably only had maybe, I don't know, 20, 30 battles that are really, you know, I don't even know if there's
that
many out there.
And then also, it's like, how do you translate that into a career? I mean, like an income where you're feeding your family.
Guys, I think these guys are getting, the top guys are getting paid handsomely.
Yeah,
now.
I think, yeah, it seems like the top guys are doing it well because they're doing pay-per-view. It is like a 1%.
Minority.
Like that, because then there's a bunch, even just like a couple of weeks ago, I was speaking to guys talking about, I'm still owed money from a battle from 3 months ago, you know, when it comes to like the lower.
But then you also got a lot of guys who are just happy to get on in it.
Yeah.
So you probably, like the Flyers probably have the one big headliner, maybe one other decent one, they and everyone else is just people who just want to be involved
to get
in
on.
It.
Yeah.
Is the motivation also trying to get girls, like we were talking about the other day, for a lot of guys? When you boil it all down, it comes down to getting girls.
When you scrape everything down to the bottom, it's like trying to attract the opposite sex. That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to, really.
Yeah. So she's asking if even the battle rapper dudes are trying to attract girls somehow. I think in some form of way. Some form of way they are.
That's a twisted way, though.
Yeah. It's a very twisted way.
If that's how you're going about getting girls.
Hi, my name's Hubert, and I've got 72,000 views on my last battle.
You know what? I bet conversations really do go like that.
Yeah. Could be, man. What are you talking about? I've got bare views on SBTV. You know what I mean? Like, all right, then, cool, man. Give me a number. Okay, give me your number. Like,
and that's all it takes me to get rid of you.
Jesus, man. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. But
summertime as well. Can I just say, guys, like, for real?
Are you taking the piss?
You need to get more creative with how you're hitting on girls in the summertime. Like, I can't believe there's men out there still doing.
Wow.
I don't think that'll ever stop.
Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Like, what I've heard is every 100 psst you do, there's about 9% of the chicks. Yeah, 9% of them chicks will give you turn around and give you the number. Yeah, so that's why you get to do your psst. Man be standing outside Caledonian Road Station just psst, psst, yeah, hey, I'm on 98. It's like 100 grams, man.
He's counting.
Yeah, yeah, man is ticking them off, like Shawshank Redemption, them shits off, boy. Like, psst,
wow.
Psst, come on, man.
God. No, honestly, the other day I heard that. I was like, seriously, people are still doing that? What, like, about, that's mad, like, 80s. That's 60s or some shit.
Yeah, shit, man. That is some old school shit.
Don't
know.
Try and act my Mice is putting on his best face and saying, like, yeah, I don't do that.
I'm not, I'm just trying to think, like, how long ago was the last time I psst?
You yeah. better say it was before you have to you break met your
the mold. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, yeah, obviously. Of course, but you have to break the mold and be like, excuse me. You know, you got to do something different. You can't be psst your whole way through life, man.
Well, you need to get that message out to the guys out there, because some been of around, them missed that message.
That
man.
Shit's been around so long, there should be a name for whatever that is when people go psst. Yeah. There should be a well, name
no,
for
is
it.
Is that
innit?
Wolf call it? No, Wolf,
nah, wolf whistles.
I thought it's called harassment.
Thank you.
No, I'm just playing, man.
Oh, shit, man.
I ain't playing. Yo. You need to get the F out with that nonsense. Just get creative, man.
Give us an example.
Yeah, get creative. Yeah. So if you were a guy, Sarah, and you, how would you hit on yourself? Do you know what I mean? Ladies and gentlemen, you're right tuned to FUBAR Radio right here at FUBARradio.com. Please hit us up at FUBAR Radio on the Twitter, or you can hit us up DJ Sarah Love on Twitter or Mice Diggy on Twitter. We are joined by Sunny Jim right here.
Yo.
Yeah, who's got the LP out right now, Mud In My Malbec.
Yep.
I love that name, man. I'll be cracking up over that name.
We were smiling.
You know what it was? The name, I had a few other titles for the...
There was this one time I had somebody in my Malbec.
It's been my Instagram handle for ages, for like 4 years, isn't it? And I was just like, you know, that's what I'm really using.
See, I'm not on Instagram, so I wouldn't know about them things there. I'm in the dark ages over here. I don't go festivals.
I
don't know about
Snapchat. I don't answer to...
Break it back. I need help, man. I need an intervention.
So the album's out right now?
Yeah, came out on Friday.
Let's hear something else from the album before we welcome our other guests into the studio.
You sticking around? You going to stick around for the album?
You got
Chiliando.
I'm here for I got to go like six.
This next track, this is taken from your album, Mud In My Malbec, and this is 24 Karat.
Yeah.
Yeah, who produced this cut?
AP.
AP, and this features DJ No Name.
Yep.
Too. Let's do it. It's FUBAR Radio. Oh yeah, and I like this one because that's a Marvin Gaye sample.
I got a classy finish, carafe of claret vintage. Tell these fashionistas that this is classic stitching. 3 Zeris glasses tinted, package the shipment. Smoke a blunt and then it's back to business. Cash payment. Bread hidden in a tax haven. Forget the figure on the bank statement. I throw you in the bub back, the backbreaker. My band playing and they're rocking out like Van Halen. I'm a fan favourite in Amsterdam blazing. Had the swag since I was born, Matt Damon. Fuck a catchphrase, I flip a crab cake. You get the gas face, I'm dipping in the fast lane. It's like a Bible passage, I smoke the psychoactive. I'm jumping out of plane with no survival jacket. Flying high until I finally landed. Mind your language, spit the rhyme semantic.
24 carats, counting cabbage like the Arabs.
Towers, no gas money, cold showers. I was so sour, the solar powered shop is open all hours. All round, I mix the Bronson with the horse powder. Reel in a 4-pounder, pull the guts out, throw it on the counter, cover it in corn flour. Blood a ball out the G-way, I feel like a freed slave, taught how to free bass. Cook the bizzle, punk, I put you in a pickle. You underneath my thumb like a thimble. I keep it plain and simple, rock the suede plimsoll. About to change my name to a symbol.
The man should be commended. I mean, just, you know, he doesn't have to be out that life, running amongst the savages and the animals. This is a man who eats little tomatoes in the south of France. This is a man who eats, you know, beef stroganoff.
say, speak on it.
24 Karat, that's Sonny Jim featuring DJ No Names on that cut taken from his album Mud in My Malbec. And Sonny Jim is with us in the studio right now.
You're damn right.
What are the links for people to track down the music? You were saying that you're going to be streaming some of this album too.
Yeah, so my SoundCloud is, I think the username is SonnyJim01, but if you just type in Sonny Jim SoundCloud.
Yeah.
So yeah, I got the whole album on there. I got the whole album on, just put it on YouTube today. It's on it's on Bandcamp to go and buy. But yeah, I decided to just give the people the music and just let them listen to it, you know what I mean? Right. I might decide to pull it at some point, you know what I mean? But for the moment, I just want people to hear it.
It's a good idea though, man.
Are you fully based here in London now then?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're full-time living in London. Yeah, okay. I thought it was like up and back and down.
No, man.
Are you missing Brom?
I sold the crib in Brom, so I ain't even got nowhere to go back to.
Oh,
now.
Damn.
Wow.
We can't even send you back to where you came from.
Nah, we gotta link
up,
man.
This Brexit thing is not panning out.
Yeah, I'm here full-time now.
Oh, shit, man.
Oh, got to send a shout-out to Nuva, man. He's locked into the show. He's locked. He's was feeling some lyrics that Chester P had to spit about Boris Johnson a little while ago. Yes. And there's a whole bunch of gigs that I want to tell you people about this week. There's so much hip-hop that comes through London. That's the good thing about living in London now, Tony.
Yeah. But the first year I got here, I was going to all of them and I clapped all my money. That's what people always say. I moved to London, I just started killing it and just going out and just, you know what I mean? But you got to live in it.
Whereabouts in London are you living?
You might not want to throw that out there.
I'm in Shepherd's Bush, innit?
Shea Boo. I remember he said Shea Boo.
Yeah. Last time I come here, I went back home and told my girl, we're living in Shea Boo. you're the first lady of Shea Boo.
Shea Boo.
That's what all the estate agents are saying.
Shea Boo. Anyway, man.
I preferred it when it was Bush.
Bush. Well,
when there were crackheads the green in the comments.
Yeah, in the comments.
There's still a few there, man.
It's like when dogs always shit in the same place. Like, crackheads always smoke crack in the same place.
You know what? The crackheads are still there and all the normal people are still there. They're all just living as one.
Yeah, now they're just smoking crack together. Smoking crack is normal nowadays. Sprinkle some crack on your breakfast. Anyway.
Yes, it's all wholesome.
See, this is the whole festival talk we're going into.
Yeah, we're going down.
And we have had a few more. I've been trying to investigate from you, my beloved, which is the best or, you know, the greatest experience you've had or craziest experience even at a festival. And I've had a few you lot hit us up. I'm so confused of where to go to. I don't know where to go, Facebook or to the emails. But shout to Zoe. Zoe says, I fell over in the mud one year at Isle of Wight Festival into a pizza stand. I fell so hard, I had mud everywhere, including in my underwear. It was the most embarrassing moment of my life. I'm never going to another goddamn festival again.
I don't know if that's going to save you from falling over anywhere else embarrassing.
It looks like she might have even got mud in her mailbag. Out right now in all the digital stores, mother lovers. But that's hilarious that she fell into a pizza stand as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, of all the things to fall into.
There are a lot of spectators.
Yeah.
To your fall.
We feel your pain. I mean, but don't let the pizza stand, man.
Stand in the way
ruin,
of you.
Your festival experience. This is you two guys as well, man. You got to sometimes just get out there, get butt naked, just roll around in the mud.
Cool.
Be at one with the planet. Be at one with the earth. This is where we came from. Yeah. Anyway, enough of that deep shit.
Brexit.
Yeah, I'm getting too deep on you lot. Okay, so anyway, shout to Steph. Steph says, hello, I accidentally drank pints of wine at last year's Latitude and thought I liked Kings of Leon. They weren't even playing there. But I thought they were kept singing their songs.
Wow.
It was Alt J who were there.
Oh, my God.
I had a lovely weekend, though. Shouts to Steph. That's hilarious, man.
I like the glass half full. I still had a lovely weekend.
Pints of red wine. Is that? Pints of wine. It might have even been white wine. If it was white wine, that's even worse.
How do you accidentally drink pints of wine?
Yeah, true. Like, I tripped up and landed in this vat of wine and just started gulping my way out because I can't swim.
I figured,
I had a eureka moment. I'll just keep drinking and drinking.
And next thing I knew,
That, that is hilarious, though.
But yeah, feel free to send us more of your messages. There's so many hip hop gigs this week as well. Tonight,
what we got going on?
Murs and Grand Poobah.
Shit, Murs.
Oh, Grand Poobah.
Grand Poobah.
What?
You better take your BM to show him what it's out for.
Oh, shit. He's one of our favourite rappers, you know, Grand Poobah. For real.
Yeah, he's bad, man. He's bad.
He's got one of the best voices.
Grand Poobah solo.
No, no, no. So I think it's a Murs show, but then he's got like four people, the other people I don't recognize their names. And Grand Poobah, apparently.
Shit.
But I mean, I was a bit confused because I didn't see it on the XOYO website, but it's online.
Tonight,
Murs at XOYO.
I wish I knew that. You know.
Yeah, with Grand Poobah and a bunch of other people. Are you going to take the new BM down there and play some brand new BM to him?
Nah, because I won't be able to drive it back.
He'll be riding out too much. Real, also, on the 30th of June at the Garage, you got Odyssey and Good Company. I like Odyssey. And remember Diamond District, that group?
Yeah. Ooh.
They had some jams.
Odyssey's nice, man.
Yeah, 1st of July, you got Illa J. He's at Birthdays. On the 1st of July, also, you have Cut Chemist, DJ Format, and DJ Snuff at Electric Ballroom. Kendrick Lamar is in town on the 2nd of July at Hyde Park, none less.
What, Hyde Park? Is that a festival?
Hyde Park is as in that the park. No, no, no. I think it's just...
Really?
No, I think it's just... You know, like how there's that Stevie Wonder concert that I haven't got tickets for? It's like that, but it's like Kendrick.
Oh, the one you ain't got tickets for. Yeah. I didn't know who you were talking about until you said I ain't got tickets for. Check Sarah, the one I haven't got tickets for. Is that the one that's £150 a ticket?
I don't know.
I heard it's 150. I think it's 150. Is it that one?
I know my sister didn't pay for her tickets, but my niece, she's 14. This is going to be the second time she's seeing Stevie Wonder live.
Wow, that's pretty
messed
up.
I think I might have to do something about this.
Oh, shit, man.
Listen, right, you've already seen him once. Sarah,
just check a little cut. That's messed up, man. You can't do that.
Twice seeing Stevie Wonder live. It's not fun. And the first time was in New York. And I ain't even seen Dude live yet. On the 2nd of July, you also have Apollo Brown and Guilty Simpson there at Hoxton Bar and Kitchen.
On what day? 2nd of July?
2nd of July. Yeah. Shit. Gigs galore.
Yeah, man. I can't believe I'm away for all of this shit, man.
And remember, you have to hit up the Save Passing Clouds venue page because that's another venue that's getting threatened. The other week we had, what's the spot called? Silver Bullet in Finsbury Park. They're now being turned into some trendy lobster spot that no one actually wants there. And now
I like lobster.
Naked burgers.
No, I'm playing. Don't
you? Yeah, I heard they're making them naked burgers. The one with like the beef in it. You know them new burgers?
No.
It's like a, you know,
just the bun.
It's just made
from the bun and lettuce.
No, it's not actually. It's like what do you call it? Beef. It's like
tofu.
Nah, it's like they made the beef. They actually made meat.
Right.
In a
like
you know.
Corn.
Nah, it's not even like corn. It's like they've made.
I don't want to
literally
eat
like from Dr. Frankenstein. Yeah, Dr. Frankenstein.
Oh, it's like beef burger grown on a tree type.
Yeah,
thing.
Type shit. Yeah,
oh, that sounds really good.
Grown off a rat's fucking testicle, man. That's where that shit's grown from. I ain't touching none of that, boy.
In it. Loud.
This shit, where's the animal? He's like, yeah, this is meat. But yeah, okay, but where did it... what did you, you know, what did you cut
origins?
It off of? Like, what cut is it?
Anyway, back there. We have so much to fit in before we're up out here. But yeah, Save Passing Clouds, because that's another dope venue in Hackney that's threatened to be turned into some trendy apartment blocks. But it's actually doing a much better job as a dope live venue. Shout out to Just Got Locked Into the Show and Femi as well. I'm going to play you one tune from Rex, produced by Knots, before we welcome our guests into the studio for this week's open mic. So keep it locked right here, Food Bar Radio. Myself, Sarah Love, Mice Diggy, and Sonny Jim.
Sounding like I entered 1999 with an N-I-N-E. Craig Mack flavor rap data on rap radar MCs. Please see spitting the clip in the lippin' when I squeeze. Mischievous soul, blow holes in a Panasonic and a Sonic speed. Dream shatter upon caliber fun fact for you free charge, no fee. These bars go feet, 5-4, fun blow flows to Smith.
weathering, severing, weathering heights, mothering mics, mean like Joe Preem. Team go green, I'm pro bean, town that is, what sound that is, not supreme, rhythmatic, eternal king, spit a lungy at the screen, my posse on that, fuck the paparazzi I bring, invest in naughtiness by nature, audience like garbage bits of danger, back the fuck up and meet Jamaica, let that whack rap die with the rest of these fools, Rex got the recipe, true, true. With the chosen holding the mic, the voice, the audience like you. My voice avoided the life, but the poisonous noise at night. The play to get cold as like you. The top is reading you rights like you. Cream ain't no options, minimal, simple, rolling the dice. Chances microscopic, private. Everybody's advice is the best advice in the optics. They know it all in the eyes to the moment they realize that the steady sharpening knives attack against army cannons. Problems are 99 and they bitch and wanna talk shit. Let's shoot fit and sport it. It's useless to loosen nooses and still be naughty. Sugar becoming corpses, ducking from blamer torches. But swear to Jehovah, your power equals them Peter horses. Forcing it with the falseness, poses where they important. Rare breed of MC, a disciple of the anointed. The picture of pain is pointed, so vivid the image noted. Cross these that eyes on this planet to see the sold it.
All this shit won't stop bound till now. You know what I mean?
FUBAR Radio presents
Hayden and Sylvester Incorporated.
I'm still standing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that's probably my favourite Elton John.
Even more than Sacrifice.
No, but that's my song now. I can't say that's my favourite Elton John song because I own it.
Do it.
It's no sacrifice.
Reese is crying and shit. That's what I'm saying. I bring grown men to tears. Someone else has got to cover it. From now on, if someone covers that song, it's going to go original by Justin Smith Izomba, yeah. AKA Michael
Elton Payne. Elton will have to cover it back.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. He left to sample it from me.
Every Wednesday.
Incorporated.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, yes, we're totally under control here. And you're tuned into FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love, and the one and only Mice Diggy.
Yep, yep, yep. And we have some more special guests in the building right now.
Welcome. So I understand that some of you guys are not rappers.
Producer.
Producer. What's your name, Mr. Producer?
Beatfinder General.
Beatfinder General.
Big Siege.
Big Siege.
Repping Chorley Town, innit?
And then we have
Seek the Northerner.
Ken Masters.
And my name's Morgs. We all repping Burnley Town. Ken Masters is Newcastle, you know.
Yeah. And you're the booth seekers. Together,
booth boxes.
Right?
Booth boxes.
He's just remixing your name for you.
I keep remixing names.
I like the booth seekers, though.
Thing, I've got this thing about remixing names all of a sudden.
They do a couple of seekers numbers.
Booth boxes. So you representing where? Where was that?
Burnley, mate. Northwest.
Northwest, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Damn, man.
I love the Burnley accent.
It's right grand, isn't it?
I love it.
It's grand.
I love it. I miss it. I miss it. It's not often I get to hear the Burnley accent. Who do you reckon the most famous person from Burnley is?
Woody. No.
He's the most famous, he's the most famous person that no one ever heard of, isn't he?
Yeah, Woody.
DJ Woody. He's
DJ Woody.
Yeah, Woody.
Oh,
is
he from there? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's
nice, man.
He's crew.
Crew.
Yeah, family.
Yes, Woody's the man. And yeah. So, what's you guys' story then?
So, basically, I started off in b-boying in a crew called Monkey Basket, b-boying Mouse and them guys. And then, so I was down with Mouse for a long time doing that kind of stuff. And then I got old and he seemed to get younger and started winning big things. That's how I met Kenny from Newcastle through all the b-boying scene. And then naturally we've just got old with b-boying and moved into another element.
Yeah.
Kind of Kenny's been down with all that stuff too.
Yeah, we're both ex-b-boys kind of from that era. We kind of moved through and like always been rhyming as well on the side. So
trying
to met up like that and hooked.
Yeah.
That so doesn't sound like a Burnley accent.
No.
No, it's from Newcastle. Look, he's got a Newcastle t-shirt on. What the hell's going on here?
There's a clue there somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my second skin just in case he had trouble working out the accent, you know.
Yeah. I see. So how are you all connected if you're from as far as Newcastle?
That's still nearby, no?
It's like the opposite side.
It's a good couple of hours drive, you know what I mean? It's quite far.
It's as long as 2 hours.
Yeah,
damn.
But we're on the same record label, Killamari Records, so we hook up through that really as well, you know, and every time we go to Newcastle, Ken always shows us a lot of love, you know what I mean? Texas Brown gives us nice food, you know.
Hey. Texas to the place as well, B-boying and the lyricism's going down.
Yeah, we came down yesterday and we stayed over with, do you know Random? DJ Random.
Big up
Random, by the way. You know,
big
I know
up
you're
Random.
I know you're listening.
Sorry.
So we got a little faded last night with him, didn't we? You know what I mean? So it was a good night.
Oh, you still got the diesel sweats going there.
That's it. You know,
it's nice to see you guys are nice and professional about this and coming in. Don't worry, man. We've been festivaling it up ourselves right in here.
Cool.
Fubar
cool.
Radio.
Are you guys festival goers?
I don't like getting my sneakers dirty, to be honest with you.
I mean, I've been out to Hip Hop Camp a few times, which was amazing. Seen like Non-Fiction before they split up, which was like Ill Bill, Sabac Red were just killing it. Seen like Redman and you know, stuff. So performed there a little bit. Earth from Don't Flop was out there. This was kind of like before he was, you know, that before that was big, yeah, but he was still doing a lot of freestyle shows and stuff, so I just jumped on with him and so that was a good experience and kind of confidence builder.
And so you what's your best experience at a festival then? Would that be one of them or
just out to Hip Hop Camp, just, you know, getting a feel for spitting lyrics live and getting past it. I used to host at Breaking Bread, you know, the beat, Skeg and all that. I used to host there at the jazz cafe and stuff. I kind of did that on purpose to kind of try and get used to being on a mic and build my confidence. But as an ex-B-boy, I kind of knew, you know, all the who was doing it at the time. So it just lended itself naturally to hosting and trying to get used to this stuff, you know.
Because that's the funny thing is, like, obviously you have so many different elements that people get into, you know, in different ways. You have like DJs that rap or MCs that make beats or transition from being a B-boy, from dancing, you know, you express yourself with using your body to now like lyrics.
Yeah, trying to make my words dance, you know.
Yeah, for real.
That's lyricism, isn't it? You know, and it's the same with B-boying. It's kind of, you know, it's the puzzle of figuring the move out.
Mm-hmm.
And all the hours practicing and stuff, and it's the same with words and lines and phrases, you know. It's that when you're deep into lyricism, it's the puzzle that I buzz off, you know.
Yeah.
First and foremost, even before performing, the writing experience is just, you know,
that's something that you,
yeah, you know, when you get in your zone and you just, yeah, it's good.
Wow, right, man, I'm getting excited. It's the accent as well. I want to hear the spitting in the accent. You know, you're like,
we don't worry about it at all.
So, at the moment, are you putting out a project at the moment, or what's the deal? What's going on with the booth boxes?
So,
I realised why I thought booth seekers as well, because it's Seek the Northerner.
I started off doing solo stuff, Seek the Northerner, and then that was on Killamari Records.
Mm-hmm.
Put a record, you know, put an album out that did pretty well, kind of thing. And then my boy Morg's over here, he's kind of like old school from where I'm from, and he's always, you know, he used to put nights on and stuff, kind of like drum and bass, hip hop, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they just jumped on board, he's like my mentor and stuff, and just.
You're like the P. Diddy. Diddy called it. He said, wasn't he a mentor or something?
Suge Knight.
Never been called that before, have you?
Yeah, don't know what to say.
I said P. Diddy, but then he gave me the Suge Knight look. Okay.
Well, let's play a track and then we'll like set up our camera and everything, and then we're gonna, before we run out of time, my goodness, we're gonna get into the open mic with this week's guest booth.
Boxers,
not seekers. Yes. Yeah. So hold tight, it's Food Bar Radio. This is something fresh from Jazz T and Cashmere.
Yeah, what is it?
Something strange.
Yeah, reporting live from the Watchtower. We have the Martian Manhunter alongside Brent Toledo, aka Jazz T, the Maximum.
million. Back in the sarsaparillion, clacking the track, smashing like rap for the black civilian. It's him again, the magnetar siphoning. He'll only grip the pen in his Alcazar shining den. Why pretend? The timing ain't aligned when his life is like a gem, igniting life hydrogen. Let the solar rays permeate the pearly gates and germinate life in all directions, curving space. Shock the timeline frozen. And while we're at it, Einstein Rosenbridge, boom tube to the brother Jazz T. Got him thinking, is he nuts traveling at that speed? But Jazz T got the gut spill in the watchtower, getting busy with the cut skill. But for real, a pharaoh in the streets, but on the turntables, he is shadow of the beast.
Shadow of the beast.
Bowing arrows at police. The motivation ain't as shallow as it seems. Manipulating frequencies of creation. The outcomes are global superhuman transformation. The type of shit that grabs Spock's fascination. You might find the Ewoks are gravitating. So raise your blunts and brews for Jazz T, the illest on the ones and twos.
That's Something Strange featuring Lord Rao, aka Kashmir. You're locked into FUBAR Radio. Now, before we run out of time, let's just do this straight away. It's open mic time with myself, Sarah Love, and Mice Diggy. We are joined by Booth Boxers and Sunny Jim this week. So let's get into this right about now. You guys ready to set it off?
Yep. Let's do this. Seek the Northerner, Booth Boxers first up.
The beat this week is courtesy of Mr. Biggs of Legionnaires. Let's do it.
Yo, born to grip the microphone, I spit with passion and patterns of raw elegance, and eloquent twelance when defending the four elements, and eloquent twelance. Got nervous. Sorry.
That's all good.
Yo, man, seek the North for that.
I'm a broadsword twinging warlord, outclassing you ponzers. I walk towards all frauds with a shatterproof conscience. A leech Komodo dragon from a clan of pure monsters with a real bad headache and a fucking attitude problem. We're packing the punches. You dunces have any chance of dusters. You're lacking the substance. We're savages out to clatter your punks that talk a bit but don't the shit. Awful with the flaws you hit. I ought to rip you all to bits. Come close a bitch, I'll show you this. Delivery digging me, no. You kidding me, did you think I flawed? Yo, I'm sicking and ripping your wall from your skinny, ridiculous bones. You know I'm swift with it, no misgivings. So kid, listen, my precision is of legendary status. You pretenders test my patience. I'll punk all your wasters raving on about your lazy cadence, but you'd expect nothing less. I don't mean mowing over graves when I say I'm a cut above the rest. This is pure uncut, never stamped on, wrapped up, silly bag fresh. It's an anthem. Put your hands up if you're tanked up and some rum. Puff pass with that gang son. See we handsome with the rap stuff. Village with the mad raw, killing with the pad. Don't think of bringing that old lyrically bad flow. It'll be your last roll of the dice on the mic in your life, asshole. Yeah, we shook the biz, rugged, thugged, crooked. Kid, you looking for a compliment? I'm looking for a fuck to give. I must admit, the autumn fruit of summer, kid. I'm coming with my middle fingers up, cap low, shouting sucker dick. Chat shit, I like quick. See what happens, I release the kraken. Half man, half beast attacking. Hear the madman wreaking havoc, it appears apparent. Fear the savage flame. Spitting fire, breathing dragon. We preach the passion 44 when I be storming shores. Bash opponents' claws. All your bastards are a boring clothes. A tortured soul with the bag full of some broken bones. Jack you for your cash and mobile phone as you're walking home.
Rolling up the black currant, black Ralph Lauren. I popped the 50 pound bottle on the Balmoral. I've been nice, chipping at this block of ice. Just want you down in Chinatown eating unagi rice. I cherry pick 'em, psycho berry in the chillum. I'm at the Intercontinental chilling. I pen the verse, drink verb just to quench my thirst. I walk around town in expensive furs. It's a chilly one. Told my chick help me throw this chinchilla on. Pissing Dom Perignon, fighting talk. Fillet the fish with the side of my fork, then lit the tie with the torch. I like my chicken crispy. I like my Remy with a little Pepsi. I like my bitches like Dizzy like Gillespie. Ayo, my chick mad cool. We smoking piff out in Istanbul. Take a pull.
Yeah, I'm not playing like a tantrum. I spit fire. You spat the dummy out the pram, son. In a verbal fight, I turn the mic into a magnum. Bryan Cranston water wallet. Kill a mic with a handgun. Damn, son. Seen you with the jam. Grabbing your plums. Acting dumb like beats and bars with the hardest mathematical sum. But it's something that I tackle for fun. Turn up the heat and make it feel like you're sat on the sun.
You just need to stop flapping your tongue. I've been around since before your dad was shagging your mum. Take a sabbatical, son, while I break bread with my break bread and feed you all the scraps and the crumbs. The rattle and hum that I channel the drum is made for pirate radio. Past the barrel of rum, you slam that hammer to thumb. The damage is done, the war is over. Yeah, man, the battle is won. Yeah, it's a lap. This is a victory lap. The first over the line, the winners kissing the track, hitting the facts. Nuclear vision, put the boom in the system. Musical rhythm and lyrical clap, give you a slap. Rappers got a tooth missing, this losing this wisdom. Some get a stool for the pitch and assume the position. It's the whack. Bring it back to the old days. The orchestra put the instruments down. Yo, we don't play.
I'm nice with it, the sickest of mics. Bitten specifically tight, bringing the slickest of styles written. No gimmicks when I rip it. My vision is like dripping. If I think it, I bring it to life. No lie, listen, I'm a mean phantom, the Green Lantern, supreme prankster. The beat traps, you're unleashing the beast sanger. Wanna see madness? Try stepping too close and watch the wrath of a titan strike with exceptional force. Ha! Frauds can't hide from me, I'm deaf at the door. I'm the predator in gore. Mord in impeccable form, using geometry and echoes to detect you, of course. I triangulate your position, then behead you with flows. I'm a brawler that fears nothing with no sense of remorse. Ancient dragon in his lair that's protecting his horn. Professor of war, adventurer that rests on his throne, then explores the outer limits when his destiny calls. We're the lyricist, lyricist, Dylan was villains, killing was skilling, stealing the feeling of dealing in silk. His move abilities drilling, the willing to the willing, agility still untouched. Look, we're pursuing our syllables, we adjust to when it seems like projector lenses. So let us take a second to dissect that sentence. What I'm reckoning is if you wanna rep your ends, just better make sure you're incredibly adept at venting.
Well versed in the art of war, what you started for? Make you eat your own words, verbal carnivore. Boombox is the crew that you can't ignore. Time to start with more seeking. Can you make the party sore? I've been around for a minute, seen idiots grinning, thinking they're winning by shitting lyrical winnings. I'm freaking sick of the gimmicks. These bitters giving an image, living life to the limits. When they simply can't finish, you'll get a good vibe when you hear the balls I got, and you plainly understand that I can't be stopped. We never believe the mic cold until the party's rocked, and keep the real heads buzzing like a jar of wasps. You know that in the ends we're known as nice geezers, bona fide, born to fight. We write, leave for over mics, torture guys. We rhyme schemes of organized flows and rhymes on prime beats.
Jeez, run like balls, yeah. Right? Yeah, mother yeah, lovers, yeah. You are locked into Fubar Radio right here with Sarah Love and Mike Diggy.
We got one more?
Sonny Jim, yeah. What are you saying? I'm sure we got more than one more, bruv.
It's all about the money, really. Bagging up, bumping cheesy. I was in the business, moving drugs discreetly. My worker went to jail, he said, don't come to see me. Man's been in and out of the candies, 12 months are easy. I tell the short version of a long story. Roll my spliff while my girl grilled a John Dory. Held my corner while my cousin stirred the pot for me. Don't be no pussy, old boy, that's what my pop taught me. Two for one, three for 140. I'm pushing something sporty. On the low, I hope nobody saw me. I'm from Sodom. A man don't give a fuck about your warrant. Pin off in something foreign. No hesitation, no license, no registration. Life is good, so we celebrating. A couple's labels made some promises and kept me waiting. But we can keep that on the low, cause you won't catch me hating. I tell the long version of the short story. Finish my dinner while my girl poured the pork for me. I was on the run eating like Nori. Yo, shorty held down the fort for me. I reminisce, roll a spliff, let it teleport me. Man's got hella stories, but you can't be too careful where you air your laundry. Life of debauchery, I step out, they open up the umbrella for me. You can't fold me or store me. Can't talk to man like me about loyalty. You're talking to royalty. We used to lack ambition, now we shout enough to pap zipping. We do it like this cause that's tradition, and this is family business. When man get to my position, they switch it up and start acting different. But you won't catch me slipping. You must be kidding, like Maggie Simpson. I'm from the ends like Apache Indian.
I can take a lead to make believe. Save it, please save the trees. Please refrain from wasting paper leaves. I'm breaking these birds out to every occasion free. Break the beat like it was made for me. I'm taking these whack rappers back to school. Teach them a thing or two. Literacy, numeracy, geography and history too. If it isn't true, it's not on the curriculum. And if he got it twisted, obviously he wasn't listening. So pay attention, cause afterwards I'm asking
questions. Classes in session, Ken Master teaching rappers lessons. Ooh. Like knowledge, wisdom, understanding. Session planned with a little bit of something random. Phrases tailor made for the rhythm pattern. Equipped to spit and to kick a beat like Rick Allen. Mm. And never will my words contradict my actions. But I might say shit happens with passion, with feeling, with hidden meaning. The writing in between the lines makes for more gripping reading. Nothing but the real thing, raw living and breathing. Fact is, I flip the axis, the floor is the ceiling. I fear nothing, no peer looking at sheer rubbish. You suckers are mere duckers and divers. Come here, mucker for five. You fucking survive, I'll just appear sullen. Then summon the fire from inside this stomach. You like my mum stopping over when I spear my woman. You might be in close quarters, but what, hear me coming? I'm a slick motherfucker
terrible.
And I'm really fucking
ass.
I'm sorry, man.
The views of Signal Northern have nothing to do with the money in my mouth. I tell you that right down now.
Nasty.
Yo, that was crazy, man.
That
make some noise
dope.
For these lot.
Thank you
much
so
love,
much for
love,
coming
Radio.
Through Booth Boxes. That was the sounds of them blessing our open mic this week. Big up to Mr. Biggs, the Legionnaires, yeah. who provided the beat. Seek, Morgs, Ken Masters, Big Siege, of course, in the back. And yeah. Mr. Sonny Jimmy came through to promote the mm-hmm. album. Make sure you hit us up at hiphop@foodbarradio.com if yeah. you want to take part in the open mic. Coming up in the future, share the links. How can people track you guys down?
Just on Facebook, really, for Booth Boxes. You know,
yeah,
that's,
look for
that's
Booth
just
Boxes on Facebook. Yeah.
Sonny,
Jim.
go.
Just type Sonny Jim into Google.
Sonny Jim.
Yeah, Google Ken Masters. Ken Masters one at Bandcamp.com.
Yeah, and Booth Boxes also on Bandcamp as well.
Okay, lovely. Nice. And make sure you join us next week where we're going to be joined by Marv Radio in the studio and another massive open mic. This show is all about you guys, so keep it locked. Mondays 4 p.m. right here with myself, Sarah Love, and my Sticky.
And don't catch my butt.
Unity, brother, sister, there's got to be dance every now and then. A little honesty and trust among us. A little love and harmony. And there'll surely be some unity. Unity.